participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
We got a lot to get to. Hello, right here.
Go.
Right here in the very get-go stages.
Right, right.
How are you anyway?
How are you?
Okay, first thing. This is always good luck.
Yes, very good luck.
Come on.
Joe.
Weekend is here. Have a can of beer.
Ah, he's very excited. He sounds like he's recovered from his fall.
Use the handrail.
You may want to have him come in. He has Joners.
I know, but this is my whole point. Too many things going on. Joners and Groners must both take a back seat now in the pre-show.
Really? Idiot.
Oh.
All right, well, just sit back there. What else are you going to do? Pick your scabs.
Yeah. Pick them.
They're quite flaky.
They're quite flaky.
Flaky goodness. How many flaky like a fine croissant.
How many scabs are on your face since you fell down those stairs?
I think just two left.
Two big ones, though.
Yeah, the big ones.
Well, a lot of surface area.
Don't let them fall into your chicken.
Well, Joe, we have someone much more important and much sicker to talk to than you. Hold on, please, or I'll call you back. Who remembers Clementine Tran?
Well, I do.
Everyone. Of course.
We love her.
She was on the show recently for the Absinthe show.
Had a great time.
Uh-huh. And whenever anyone Chinese, Japanese, Vietnamese comes up, we, of course, sing the song about Clementine because she's at least one of those things. Although she is from North Carolina, still it's...
Oh, my diary, oh, my diary, oh, my diary, Clementine. I thought you would go for Somadari, Clementine. Somadari, Clementine.
I needed a moment to get a beverage, and I thought you would like Somadari, Clementine.
Yes, so, we normally we trade verses there.
Right. But we don't point at each other and say, you know, you take it, you take it.
I'm concerned about Clem. I've heard things that she's really, really ill.
What's up?
Now, since the Absinthe show.
Uh-huh.
And Clementine Tran, sales lady, was out of her mind on that day. Keep in mind, she's also been in the hospital before when she's emailed us and called us from the hospital. She has a problem with her spleen.
A spleen problem.
Yeah. And
good.
You got a lot of spleening to do. And she's, thank you, Rob, she's at the doctor now. I got to call her right now before she gets in. About her,
you mean before she goes into the office,
right?
Right.
About her spleen, to see how she's feeling.
She's got a hurt spleen.
So, she's a sweetheart.
Yes,
for hanging out and picking up the phone.
Hello.
Hey, Clem.
Hey, Clem. How you doing?
I've been better. How are you?
Oh.
Hey, let's get into the groove, Clem.
Yes, let's get into the groove.
And you can dance.
And you can dance.
So, Clementine Tran.
You don't sound
maybe not now.
Clementine Tran, what is your ailment now, darling?
Oh, I just have an enlarged spleen.
It's
attractive, doesn't it?
Is everything going to be okay?
Yeah, sure. As long as I don't hang around bad company, you know.
Bad company.
Bad company. Do you think that your bad spleen was in any way related to your experimentation with Absinthe on this show?
Definitely not.
No.
I think if I had...
Would you sign an affidavit saying as much?
Yes, I would.
A waiver? Very good.
I think if I had some Absinthe, it would actually cure it.
Oh, that's sweet. And what's your prognosis? How long before you get better?
7 to 10 days, hopefully.
And how does it manifest itself? You just feel run down and like flu-like? Is that what it is?
No, it just feels like someone's stabbing me and then, you know, falling to the ground. Yeah.
It feels like someone's stabbing you.
And why were you in Most Honorable Hospital most recently?
Same thing, right?
Remember when you were in Most Honorable Hospital a while ago when you were emailing us from the hospital?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. That was just because I had some eye surgery.
Oh,
right.
Taken out.
Ah. And is Augie taking care of you?
She was trying to make him round. Trying to fit in.
Is Augie taking care of you, Clem?
He's taking great care of me.
Good. All right. Good.
Augie Doggy is Clem Tran's husband.
And has Jonathan been to visit you?
Yes, he has.
Right. Jonathan, the creepy, sales executive.
I saw his girlfriend. She's really hot.
Jonathan, well, the picture we had that we thought was a fake that he'd gotten out of a magazine looked like a hot woman.
And looked like she was into the woman that she was having her picture taken with.
Exactly.
Well, you know, if I went that way, I would totally dig her. She's very hot.
So now, Clem, being on the bench, I hope this is not hurting your earning potential, because Clem makes her yen by selling commercials on
her
show.
Exactly. Yes.
So, Clem, I hope that all of your clients continue to show you the love, even while you're there with your bad spleen.
Well, I don't have that many clients, to be honest with you, but yes, they...
Well, Clem, we should try to change that. When you get back, we should help you with that.
How are you?
I know, you should tell Hedges to give me some billing, you know, the general.
The general? Sure.
Yes.
Well, now...
Don's pretty plugged in with the general.
Well, I'm not that plugged in with him to talk about revenue. Clem, how many accounts do you have? I mean, is it an embarrassing number? I don't know that much about sales to know what a good number is and what a bad number is.
I have two.
You have two? Okay, I think...
That might be bad.
I think that's bad.
Low, yeah.
I think that's bad.
That's pretty bad.
But I also think it's a testament to how many people around here probably have between one and zero, because I think Clem is one of the ones that's been picked. No, Mike, not picked for extinction.
No, I mean, I don't know.
I think she's one of the ones that they're considering one of the bright rising stars of the sales staff.
Rightly so.
That's what I think.
Are they big, powerful clients?
They're okay, yeah. Like, Tower's one of them.
Well, there you go.
That's huge.
Yeah, and then the other is, like, Washington Sports. They do, like, Georgetown.
Tower's good.
Wizards. Yeah. Right. Tower's great.
So are you making enough for your car payments and everything?
No.
No.
Oh, unfortunate. Well, no. Clem, we got to help you when you get back. This is probably why your spleen got all big.
What you got to do is come on the show. You got to sing. You got to let everybody know that you're out there selling commercials. You're the Clementine from the Don and Mike show. And you know, what the hell? I mean, if someone wants to see your big spleen or touch your big spleen if you're out on a sales call.
You can be known as the spleen lady.
Right, because they might be removed soon, so, you know.
Right.
Hey, you could bring it with you. Buzz, what do you got on the web, Buzz?
I have a picture of Clem's spleen here on the internet screen.
Is it Clem's or is it a generic?
No, it's actually a generic. Hers is actually larger than this.
Well, that's an ugly organ.
Yes, it's not a pretty organ.
It's an ugly organ anyway.
Kind of important. It filters out the dead red blood cells that we have in our bloodstream, and whenever it gets collects too many white blood cells, it becomes enlarged and Clem goes to the hospital.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you, Dr. Burtman. We appreciate that.
Well, Clem, we hope you're okay.
Thank you, guys. That's sweet.
I prefer the white blood cells.
I know.
You do.
Of course you do, Rob.
I know.
Of course you do.
That was Rob, Clem.
Yeah.
The Amazing Race. Rob Spielberg for The Amazing Race.
Well, get well soon, Clem.
Get well. And, you know, I don't know, God, what time is Augie showing up in the rickshaw to pick you up? Because this is this is outpatient, right?
Yes, this is outpatient.
So you'll be able to rest comfortably at home, or as comfortable as you can be?
Exactly. This is like my third time.
Now, are you going to be able to sleep in a bed, or are you going to do that whole thing where you sleep on that bamboo, that bamboo
on the floor?
Thing on the floor?
You don't.
He moved the Tempur-Pedic mattress out to the family room.
Oh, that's good.
Perfect. Tempur-Pedic mattress for Crem.
Good for him. Good
only
for
the best, what can I say?
And if you get bored, maybe you can move the pachinko machine onto the nightstand.
What's a pachinko machine?
She doesn't even know.
You don't know what a pachinko machine is.
You guys are doing the Asian stereotypes, and she's not even tracking with it.
Go rent Lost in Translation. Then you will understand.
Is that the vibrating bed?
No, it's like a slot machine, but it plays balls.
Rob has one.
No, I gave it to Wendell.
Oh, you gave it to Wendell?
Yes.
Well, let me just sign off with these words.
Okay, thank God.
Moto next? Haven't you heard that at the end of like it's some commercial for obviously for Motorola for their phones and stuff, and they show the progression of the product through the ages,
right?
And they get down to the year 2005.
The only one I do is a
PlayStation.
You guys are silly.
Right, we are silly, and I hope you feel better.
Yeah. Moto next.
Welcome back.
All right, Clem. You and your spleen have a nice weekend.
I will.
And we miss you here.
Get well. Bye, Clem.
Hope you're feeling better.
Bye, Clem. And don't forget, you know, she cooks. She brings in, like, cookies for Buzz. And she brings in cakes. And she She's only got two clients.
Oh, God.
Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling Clementine. I like it when you bake for me. Oh, my darling Clementine. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling Clementine.
I don't eat the food that you make for me, but I still think that you're wonderful, darling Clementine. Yeah, and I don't, because they just look, they look great.
Yeah, they are great, and they're incredibly fat.
They just look that way.
And you, know you get thinner as I get fatter.
She's also real generous. If she, let's say she makes a rum cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen her go 3-4 bottles.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, that'll enlarge your spleen.
And then she puts some in the cake.
Yes. Hey.
So that is Clementine Tran.
Hope she feel better. Also.
Everyone who wants to buy a commercial on Don and Mike show. You bring Tiki, and you get spot on show.
She is number one. She's number one.
So you want to buy commercial on show, you don't call and talk to round eye like Michelle or big tall guy who doesn't play golf. You call up and say, I want to talk to Cram.
Yeah, you want to buy advertising. It's Clementine Tran.
And then I want to see her in Rod Spring.
Now, you know, usually when we do this, though, she's universally hated by the end of the week by all the other sales people.
And now, sing, girl.
Nobody
sing
is.
Sing for me.
Thank you so much.
Hey, a phenomenon here. Oh, you know, maybe we should officially start the show.
That's a good idea. We can start it if I say...
Well, no, hold on. Don't yet, because I'm looking at all the stuff here, and I'm thinking... Well, we do have groaners and joners today.
Oh, you mean from Joe? Joe's written some?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so we got to do that before we start this thing.
Okay, great.
Joden?
Joe's going to come in with him. Now, I made the mistake of laughing at his yesterday. And that, of course, was the one the Church of Latte Day thing.
I've not seen these today. Come on in, Joe. Here he is, everybody.
Look.
What, Joe?
What? Doggles.
Oh, the doggles came in the mail. The dog goggles.
Okay, great. How about you, Joners? Hello.
Hello. This is Scott Shannon. How does the Border Patrol intercept Mexicans as they try to enter the country illegally at the Mexican-American border?
How, Joe?
One by one. Hello. What vegetable gets more ornery as it panhandles on the streets of downtown Washington, D.C.? A rutabaga.
Rutabaga.
You,
You're an idiot.
Is that it?
Really?
Yeah, I only had to get two.
Oh, okay. I think there were three.
Two. We were expecting three.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye-bye. Perhaps it was the delivery?
No, the greatest delivery in the world couldn't save that.
You freaking idiot!
Delivery was perfect.
A new one.
Thanks,
hey, that's
Joe.
A brand new one.
You're an idiot.
No, we've had that for a while. That's just from Zoolander.
You freaking idiot!
Just because it was filed under Z, it's a hard one to find.
Very good.
Oh, God. You. Okay.
You got some real ones?
I'm going to pull out the A material.
These will be much better.
Oh,
hello.
Sure.
Hello, a buzz, you kid.
Yes.
And I let it go because it's Friday and we're ready to party.
Yes.
I'm Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale, president of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills and personal banker to Granny. Granny.
What comedian carries his young in a pouch? Bill Marsupial. Almost.
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 I'm sorry. Almost.
Hello, I'm Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale.
This is how you do completely lame groaners.
Very good.
What singer is great as a breakfast food? Clay Bacon. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Scott Shannon.
Hi.
Hoping that this weekend, you kids keep it under control.
For those who serve.
From your friends at 98.7.523, the Power Pig beat Extreme Edge Most Music Mother, Father, Sister, Brother Station. What West Winger is a hermaphrodite?
Don't know.
Phallus and Janney.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
You want to guess who these are from?
I hope they're not from Rob.
I'll give you one more, and then you can make your decision.
All right.
Hello, I'm still Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale.
I hate it when you don't commit.
I'm sorry.
I love it, though, that you're not chewing gum today.
Maybe it's the Joe factor.
What Christmas decoration should never ride into a excuse me, what Christmas decoration should never ride a horse?
Which one?
Christopher Reeve.
Oh, wow. Hey, now.
Donovan Mike Show.
Hey, now.
I think we started to get retarded. I'll tell you, it was all or nothing. Either from the complete sheet or from Rob. Buzz, we'll go to you first. What do you think?
I hate to say, I'm going to say Rob.
Mike.
Rob, I'm sorry to say.
And
winner, winner, winner. Yeah,
there he is.
That's Ballinson.
Yeah.
Hello.
All right, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hi, John Jerry.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there, Aunt Jerry.
Hello.
Hi there, Bert. Yeah, Tony. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
I keep forgetting about Uncle June.
Hey, Don and Mike. Or you don't know could fill a book.
Nice.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And here we go. There's the
turn. True story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. Man of faith. Man of hate. And his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
How have you been? Those groaners are fun. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Tangiers and all the ships at sea. Perhaps you enjoyed them on CSI last night. I know I did. At heart, I'm spotting Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie. I think we've already said it. Hello.
Hello.
Anyway, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Thanks, Jerry. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Friday.
Friday.
1-1-9-0-4.
Donald Mike Buzz Burbank here. No, he's not retarded.
Howdy, Buzz, and hi, everybody. Donald Mike Show, new episode on this Friday, November 19th, 20-04, from anywhere in America. Please to be calling 877-365-3636. From Canada, 800-636-1067, and also D.C., 202-432-1067. Okay, everybody get out a pencil and a piece of paper.
Oh, boy. Ready, standing by.
It's time for story time.
Ready.
Where we reward our listeners who have listened to the entire show.
Very good.
And that's you guys that are listening right now. Right now. We have from UPN the WWE SmackDown trip for two to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So you go to WWE, a live on pay-per-view presentation of Armageddon, Sunday, December 14th. You get airfare, hotel, and tickets courtesy of UPN. We're going to write a story.
Okay. I love it when we do story time.
Going to give you the first line in the story. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you got to fill in the rest as we give you words three at a time throughout the show.
Right.
And we don't stop to say, oh, we're doing this, listen at 4:15, right. Listen at, you know, 5:25. It's just in the middle of the show. We'll just say, let's get some more words.
Just pay attention.
Here's the first line of the story today. Joe fell down the stairs and dot, dot, dot. Eat my Luger.
Joe fell down the stairs.
The dot, dot, dot followed by eat my Luger should not be written. It simply is
Joe fell down the stairs.
Joe fell down the stairs
and
dot, dot, dot. Now from here, we begin the grand story. Because throughout the show, me and Mike and Buzz, we're all going to have words. We'll give one word each, total of three every time. And what you got to do is listen to the whole show and write down the words. When the story's over, we'll say, call, be the 100th caller, and you get the WWE SmackDown trip for two to Atlanta.
Right.
Now, this is also our first time with the FCC-friendly show.
Yes.
Yeah. So
some of these stories used to be rather ribald. They did.
So this is, hold on. This is impossible.
What?
Somebody who wants... There's a problem with this game. We've not even played it yet.
How can there be a problem?
Tom! Hello, Tom?
Riser.
Tom.
This is the worm. Good morning.
Hi, Tom.
What?
What's the deal with the game, sir?
I just wanted to play along.
Well, we're playing it here, and then you play along by recounting what the story is and adding up all the words at the end of the show.
Well, just put me on hold, and when you're done, I'm ready.
Like put you on hold for the duration of the show?
Yeah, right.
4 hours?
Yeah.
No.
I have unlimited cell phone time, so it's no problem.
You have an unlimited cell phone time.
How's your battery?
It's plugged into the car, and I've got a quarter of a tank of gas. I should be able to go 4 to 5 hours.
Okay, fantastic. Then you can spend that 4 to 5 hours actually listening to the show and writing down the words.
I'm with you.
I thought he was gone there for a second.
I have a pornographic memory. I'm ready.
Very good, sir.
Okay.
You enjoy your day.
Toodaloo.
Okay.
Goodbye. Don't drink and drive.
Bye-bye. You know, I was just going to point out, I think the best place for guys like him, if you're going to listen to the show in your car,
uh-huh.
in your garage.
Yeah.
And what
and
you want to do...
get better audio quality.
What you want to do, and I don't know much about getting audio quality inside a garage, mm-hmm. but I know that there was a guy, a pioneer in broadcasting named Robert Young,
mm-hmm.
and he found a way
right.
to get better reception while you're listening to the car inside your garage.
What he was able to do, Don, was turn his car into a giant speaker.
Yeah.
And he did that by closing the garage door.
Yes, and you also have to, you need a hose a lot of times.
Yeah, well, what you do is it's you can actually use drain tile and kind of snake it around so that the drain tile goes into one end. And what a lot of people don't realize, you get a really great, almost a woofer effect by using your exhaust pipe.
And don't forget, your radio gets louder if you press the accelerator.
Absolutely. And then you put the other end of the drain tile in your window, and you support it. You don't even need to get any tools or do any drilling. You just roll the window up and actually...
So what you do, in essence, is you take a hose
right.
of some type, and you put it on the exhaust of,
yes.
the, of the car. Then what you do is you snake the hose around
right.
so that it's coming in the front seat of the car, and
right.
you roll up the windows.
Yes, but be sure and close the garage door for the best acoustics.
Yeah, and also you might want to just take a couple of beach towels and put them on either side of the hose that's coming in your window.
Yeah.
We're too good at this, aren't we?
Well, Mike, we want those people like that guy who's going to spend all day listening
yes,
to the show.
Of course.
We want to make sure that he has a comfortable experience. And anybody that calls with questions before we've even started a game, like Harris. Hello, Harris.
Hey.
Hey, Harris.
I got a question here.
Yes.
Do I got to guess the dot, dot, dots for each time you do it?
Now, Harris,
you're overthinking
this.
Harris,
yeah.
what do you have so far? Have you been following this at all?
There's something about stairs, and then there's dots.
No, Harris, you're not paying attention.
You're going to need the hose.
Harris, you're gonna have to do the rest of this game in your garage today.
Okay.
The preceding was a radio skit and should not be attempted by anyone without the name Harris.
Or the other guy, whose name I forgot already.
Right.
Thank you, though.
Okay. No, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a friend, as Andrew Gold sang.
Well, you know, in a way, we'd be taking him out of his misery.
So, the story is as such.
Yes.
Joe fell down the stairs and Mike.
And hurt.
Hurt. Does.
His.
Boy, can I have hyphenate? Can I say pumpkin sized?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Pumpkin sized?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Pumpkin / size.
Uh huh.
Kind of cheating getting two words in there.
Not really. It's a hyphenated word.
Oh, and also, it's pumpkin.
A pumpkin.
P-U-N-K-I-N.
Yeah, hold it. Excuse me, rewrite.
Because that's the way that I like
it. I have to rewrite that. It's important to get that right.
Because, as you know, for many years, that was my nickname for Mike. In the early years of the show.
Pumpkin.
Hey, pumpkin.
I used to love those days.
We all do.
All right, so, yeah, pumpkin size.
So you've got those three words. We will come back to this later in the show.
Very good. Excellent.
So that's why you got to stay listening for the whole show.
Pumpkin.
Okay, pumpkin. P-U-N-K-I-N.
Punky head.
Pumpkin. Oh, and hold on. Nicknames.
Yes.
This is the good thing about the end of the week show. Everything comes out. All the loose ends from the end of the week. And here's something I heard earlier this week. How you doing, Pork Chop?
Pork Chop.
How you doing, Pork Chop?
Pork Chop.
Hi, Pork Chop.
Okay.
And then, what, do you sing it? Is it sung when your daughter sings
it? Oh, no, she does a dance.
She sings and she dances. Pork Chop.
Pork Chop.
Come in here, Pork Chop. Do this for us, please.
Okay, hold a second.
Oh,
okay.
This will be great.
Beth Ann mentioned yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, that her daughter, Jennifer, 19, calls her Pork Chop.
A lovely nickname.
That is nice.
Yeah, a term of endearment.
I could think of nothing nicer.
I certainly hope
no
so, too.
A better term than...
Pork chop.
Pork chop.
So what, you're doing the pork chop dance?
Oh, yeah. Pork chop. Sometimes
hey, way to spell it,
that
D.A.
That was
thank
great.
You, Beth,
way to go.
The pork video chop. Will be out for Christmas. Check out DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
So you would not be offended if we called you pork chop.
Go right ahead. Pork chop.
I love it. I love
that
it.
Is great.
Where's pork chop?
She's leaving the room.
That's
Mike.
Great. And she's doing the little dance, little butt dance as she's going out
still
there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's still
by PC.
Pork chop. PCBA.
PCBA. Pork chop.
I'm not really sure what happened today, but there was also just a dangerous meeting of the minds. When my wife and Rob's wife get together on a Friday, I mean, not even into the weekend, they're already together. It was very early this morning. Frida was running around saying, I got to do this and this and this. And I finally realized what the fever pitch was, that she was getting herself up to carry speed.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And she's excited about it.
Ramping up.
She's walking around the house saying, I got so much I got to do. I got so much I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do this. I finally said, what's going on? Well, I'm getting together with Carrie this morning.
There you go.
Did she do our stretching exercises on her jaw so she could keep up with the talking?
I mentioned that only because our wives are getting together, and of course,
and no, know, good,
no good ever comes of that.
That's right.
It's dangerous, right?
Yeah, oh, God, yeah.
However, Rob's family came up this morning at my dinner table, at the breakfast table, dinner uh-huh. table, same
right.
thing.
The nook?
Same. Yes, thank you, Rob. Our breakfast nook.
You were having a little morning bite in the nook?
Yeah. So here's the deal. You know, and if only some nookie ever happened in that nook, would that be great?
Well, it has in the past, hasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, and I have to just say, you know, I'm feeling much better because I finally got some medicine today.
Very good.
You understand what I'm saying?
Congratulations.
Not that I've been counting, but it's been almost 4 weeks since that prescription had been refilled by a professional.
So you got your monthly quota.
Yes, I did.
That's good.
I was able to give a flu shot today.
That's wonderful. I'm so happy.
Anyway, I can't go into it.
Right.
So I get up this morning. And I come downstairs, and it is 6:15. It's early. That's the time we get up. We get up early.
Mm-hmm.
She's, of course, already awake, already vibrant, already just ready to take on the day. I come down, and she's criticized me recently for my treating of the dogs in the morning, in the very early morning when I'm the crabbiest.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do anything that I think is overtly mean to them, but when one of the dogs, Max, comes up and pokes me for a cookie.
Mm.
You know, it's like the first thing, as soon as I come down the stairs, and he's very aggressive about
it. He does, yes, he is.
He comes up with his little nose and just pushes into the leg, pushes in, and then goes,
right.
And what I did was, I think it was yesterday morning, I just looked down and I said, listen, ass, not now, not till I get my coffee. Mm-hmm. And she said, now don't call the dog an ass. He said, the dog doesn't know ass from if I called the dog hole in the wall.
Yeah, the dog is probably saying, you know, thinking you're saying buddy.
So right. So I end up having to, you know, go over to the dog. This was yesterday morning. Go over and go, hi, you know, daddy doesn't think you're an ass, right? You're a good boy, good boy. Meanwhile, every time she's not around, I'm calling that dog ass all the time.
I think it's fun to use profanity with dogs, but not like yelling at it, you know, but just really speaking in a very nice tone.
Right.
And use horrible words to dogs. That's what I do.
They won't repeat.
Well, how are you, you little blankety blank?
So here's what it is today, and this is what gets me about my Frau after all these years. Now, it's no secret that I've not been feeling great this week.
Yes.
Feeling much better today. Love being with you guys. Love doing the show. Makes me feel better.
You've been ill this week?
Mike, I know. I'm like David Copperfield.
I mean,
the way that I've hidden this from you.
Where did you hide it?
Well, Mike, it's called being a pro.
Sleight of hand, man.
look it up, Mr. X.
Wow.
So, anyway, I get up this morning, and I got that, you know, when you first get up and you're getting over this thing, you still got the...
Yeah, I mean, cold's the worst time of the day is the morning.
You got the... And I come downstairs, and she's already awake, and I see the dogs, and because I'm afraid of the morning before, I make sure I give the dogs a nice friendly greeting.
Right.
I go over, get my coffee, I sit down. I give my wife a kiss on the forehead. I say,
"That's got to stink, though. First thing in the morning, you got to
put on a show.
You got to modify your behavior." I would think that's got to be a bit of a drag. You know, you're actually conscious of doing something, not doing something wrong, right out of bed
to avoid trouble.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, listen.
I mean, just the idea that crystallized in my mind when you said that. The idea of you not feeling too well. 6:15. You just gotten out of bed and you're coming downstairs, and you know, I have to act a certain way. That's got to stink.
I don't even mention to her that because she's not feeling well either. And also, she needs about as much sleep as a rabbit does. I guess she slept maybe 2 hours last night. She got up something like 4:45 this morning.
My God.
And when she gets up, she doesn't slam doors or anything, but there's enough beep beep that goes on and lights go on that, you know,
4:45. Wow.
It wakes even me up, and I'm an early riser, but I don't say anything to her. Frankly, I love her and I'm petrified of her. So this morning I come down and I'm sitting there and I'm just my usual caveman like self looking at the newspaper, and right away she sees the thing. I'm looking at the part of the paper with movies and SpongeBob.
Yes.
She said, "Nothing. No, it's not what you think."
I don't know what I think.
Like that I was going to see it because I'm an idiot or whatever.
Okay, no. Maybe that's what I was chuckling.
No, this was about Rob's family. She says to me, out of the blue, she said, "So are you going to take Robert and Julia to see the SpongePants movie, SpongeBob movie, right, this weekend?" I said, I don't think so. I said, I know I spoke to Rob earlier this week, and Rob said that he might take the kids this weekend to go see the movie. She said, "Aren't you always talking about how we should have Robert and Julia over here because Robert is my godchild,
right,
and
right,
you know, we love Rob and Carrie?" And I said, "Yeah, I guess so." She said, "Well, why don't you just take them to the movies?" And I said, "Well, there's a lot involved. I mean, there's car seats. If Rob tells me that Robert isn't to the age yet that he'll sit through a movie,
right,
he's two. Robert, and she said, "Oh, come on,
you don't want to go through that."
She said, "He'll sit through the movie," and I said, "No, Rob tells me that even like when he watches Toy Story 2 on TV, he walks away when he gets bored."
No, 2-year-olds don't. Though.
So
wrong.
So Frida says.
Right?
So Frida then says to me,
He's not advanced in that way. He's very strong.
Yeah, but I mean, most kids aren't, Rob.
No,
I mean,
normal.
Three is still a little
young.
So she says to me, and keep in mind, none of this has been mentioned to Rob,
right,
you know, or his family,
of course, right,
at all. She said, "Well, that's exactly why you should go to the movies. You and Rob should take those kids to the movies, because if one of them doesn't want to stay in, then one of you can take one of the kids out, and the other one can stay in the theater." Now, this would be a discussion that I guess I would be willing to have on a normal day. But this was very early, and I swear to Christ, this was the first thing I heard this morning. So my response, while not animated,
right,
was a low-key burn, and I just said, "Listen, I already talked to Rob about this. I think he's going to take the kids this weekend, but I'll ask him about it." And she went, "Okay." Then I do this move. Directly after that, I lean over, and all I want to do is pat her hand, because she's sitting to my right. She pulls her hand away. I say, "What's going on with this?" And she says, "Don't touch me."
She's using the machine.
She said, "Don't what machine, Mike?"
The mind control machine.
She says,
"That, I mean, if she could have one, if you get that for Christmas, if you get it in Sharper Image."
She says,
"Mind control machine."
He goes, "Don't touch me." I say, "Why not?" And she said, "What type of a godfather are you? You talk about this boy. You love seeing this boy. You can't stop talking." And that's true. I do love Rob's kids,
of course,
especially Robert. And I've got pictures of the two of us together. And I love it. But I said, "It's way early in the morning." I said, "I promise I'll have this discussion with him later." And I reached over and tried to touch the other hand. Uh-huh. And at that point, that hand was removed. Sure. And then she just got up and she just left. And she said, "Well, I don't think you're a very good godfather."
Well, you didn't give her the response she probably wanted.
Which was,
"That is a fabulous idea. I'll do that right now. I'll wake Rob up right now."
You know, Carrie was telling me today that I've never taken Robert to the opera. So... Which he would have. He would have. No, I'm kidding. It would be the equal. It would be the equal thing for him. He just doesn't like to sit still.
No, that was your dry wit that I missed.
It was way dry.
Like Gladys Kravitz,
a hell of a lot drier than you normally are, my friend.
But I mean, the only way he would stay at SpongeBob is if he had a Sharpie to write on his legs. That would be the only thing that could keep him busy. And he is running around now, looking like he's wearing some sort of.
You know, and for I think for anybody that goes with older kids to the movies, which I do all the time with my girls. I don't like it when the little bitties are in there, you know? I mean, really, when the little bitties are in there, they you know, they're there because, you know, I saw parents bring in, it had to be, under a year old.
Yeah, that means they couldn't get a sitter.
And it was
That's
just,
all that means.
But they were. It was in a kid's movie. You know, I mean, kids, you know, go take them to...
So anyway, Rob, if you could just do me a favor.
Yeah, if you want to just come over and hang out for 2 hours on Saturday and say you took Robert, he enjoyed it. He had a great time.
I was going to say, maybe if you could just take your kids to the movie.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I think that would get my wife off my ass if you would take
your kids... What is your role in all this, then? If he, so you want him just to take the kids to the movie.
Yeah.
How are you going to get out of the... I mean, how are you going to get out of this
request? Well, see, the thing, I've already discussed this with Rob. Rob has really no intention of taking his kids to the movies this week.
You're not going
to
do it.
No.
No, it would be unwise.
He said off the air. He said it was too crowded on the opening week.
Yeah, I will take Julia. Julia is four now. I will take, or she will be four in December. I'll take her to see it in about a month.
Key for me, always first show of the day.
You think? Early?
The 10, if you can get it, you know, 10 o'clock, 10:45 show.
And besides...
But the midnight showing is cheap.
and, you know, really, this whole Godfather thing, it's a weird bag anyway, because it's creepy in some regards. Like what am I going to do on a Saturday? Just call up to Rob, my best friend, and say, hey, buddy, how you doing? How'd you like to just... drop your kid off.
I'm taking
about,
a boy.
For about 6 hours
you
today.
Know, you haven't had a young one in a long time. That would be like a gift from God. I mean, if you think it sounds creepy, to me it sounds great. No one would ever second guess it.
No. In fact, Rob was, it was either yesterday or today, Rob and I were talking, we were just talking a minute ago about what do you got? He said, I've got the kids all weekend, and I know Rob loves his children, but I, as you know, as the father of two young ones myself, I got the vibe from Rob that he will be with his children alone all weekend. That's a tough road to hoe.
Because
I get it every time I have my kids because I'm a part-time dad, but I get it all the time. I can understand. So I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but
the
offer was you wanted to see Robert for like a couple of hours, you would be doing him a service.
Yeah, but you would be biting off a lot.
I mean, I've been with him. He's not Damien like my kid was.
I don't know. Depends on his mood.
He's okay.
You can feed him some of Grandma Sharon's magic energy pills. She loves giving him candy. And he'll start pounding Skittles.
Also,
and then he'll walk on the wall like a Spider-Man movie.
Here's a worry, too, because, you know, my kid's 19. It was so long ago he was... happens if Rob... I go and get Robert, let's say, for a couple hours. And he's maybe okay in the car because the car's new and he goes to sleep. He wakes up. He's at my house. Now, he's been at my house before. He knows my dogs, but still.
Has he been with you alone, like, for any extended period of time where there have been no... Rob or Carrie haven't been
around? Yeah, at the beach over the summer.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So he's familiar with you.
Yeah. But my concern is that, you know, I'm going to...
Right.
And he's that way when he's happy. I mean, really, and it's a lot. I just say that.
I offer no advice any longer. I don't feel that any advice that I would give would be beneficial here. I think, you know, on the one hand, I know he'd help you out by taking your kid for 2 hours. On the other hand, you know, being with the 2-year-olds and, you know, 2 2-year-olds.
I love your kid.
And I do, too. But
love has nothing to do with it, Don.
I know if we had Robert first, he'd be an only child.
Yeah,
I know that. I promise you that.
You're talking 17 years since you've been dealing with a 2-year-old, so I think that 2-year-olds are something else.
They really are.
And you know, 2-year-olds are also 3-year-olds, and it continues through that. I think the terrible twos are overrated.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll decide this, and I guess we'll discuss this off the air.
We'll be around. I mean, if we want to do it, we can do it. It'll be fun. Or so.
Okay, tell me now, because I don't want to ask you in real life.
Was that?
Really?
Do not pick him up.
Do not pick him up.
It's a lovely thought. Maybe in 6 months he might be better about it.
Good call.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
I think. I know what he's...
And also, it's easier to take a kid on their own ground. In my house is kid-proof.
Right.
The plates are already broken. I appreciate it, but...
So you don't want me coming over tomorrow?
I don't trust you. Not as far as I can throw.
All right, I got you.
But it's a lovely
Never mind.
Thought.
It wasn't my thought. It was my wife's thought.
Well, Rob, what would be great is if you could figure out a way to keep the wives apart.
Rob, that's a pretty good call with the drinking.
Oh, tell me about it. Of course, Robert does well with drunks.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Mike. It's always noon somewhere. For God's sakes.
Absolutely.
You're the one that taught me that.
I know, sir.
Oh, and last thing I got here before the end of the week.
Yes, my student.
Did you ever talk to John about getting that tape of Giant Brian?
Oh, you know what? I think he has it.
Okay. I just want to give a shout-out to a fellow Infinity employee.
Very good.
Now, it's been a long time since I think we've been able to bestow an honor like this on somebody, and we'll hit the break in a second. I'm going to give Giant Brian, who's the new producer of the Ron and Fez show,
okay,
the John Pop Memorial Award.
Oh, my God. When we created that award, it's never been given out.
Nobody gets it.
Now,
because nobody could do better than John Pop.
John Pop, who is a dear friend, is the laziest son of a bitch that has ever lived in the radio business. You might remember the many times that we would goof on John because when he would record a commercial, rather than record it on a reel-to-reel machine and then transfer it onto the final cartridge, in order to save time, he would record directly onto the cartridge. But the problem is, if you did that and you made a mistake, it would set you back 15 minutes.
Quality be damned.
Yes.
So, and John also made the labor-saving cartridge happen.
The labor-saving cart. Where John Pop would pile in a very precarious way, looking like a refugee leaving India. He'd pile all of his stuff for the show on this cart and wheel it down the hallway so as not to have to make two
library. It was like the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Even with the cart, two trips would be advisable, but John would balance everything. It really looked like how the Grinch stole Christmas.
And, of course, whenever he produced a commercial, a professional radio commercial, too busy to type a label, he would write on Sharpie on Master.
Don't we still, some places?
I have preserved a couple for posterity. Yeah.
So, having said that,
yes,
I want to welcome Giant Brian from Ron and Fez to our fantastic Infinity family. Mm-hmm. He is so lazy. When they have given him commercials to do, he goes into the studio, he records them, and he doesn't wear headphones. This is the problem. You must wear headphones so you can tell if the microphone you're speaking into is operating, because many times in the studio, like in ours, we've got six microphones.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine doing a spot without a set of headphones.
What he would do is walk into a studio, the one right across the hall, push the button for the microphone.
He would turn on a mic.
Not knowing which one. Then he would just, grab a microphone, and here is some of Giant Brian's newest production.
That's great.
Didn't you know? The secret destination is Skylight IT Training in Alexandria after work. It's where you go if you're determined to get a more professional
job. I'm not making this
with
up.
Better benefits and a real future.
And left this piece of tape for our production director to turn into a commercial.
Left it as his voice track in the commercial.
So I'm gathering he didn't go back and listen to it.
Mike, that's why.
Wow.
Yeah. He's the John Pop Award winner. Listen to this again now.
You've got to listen to the radio more often. Here's the message. Call Skylight IT Training at 1-866-72 or go to their website.
That's right.
Of course, the needles move even when you're on a secondary, when there's a secondary microphone. Sure. Well, and if I can explain this a little more clearly, what he did was he pressed, there are two microphones in there. He presses the one that's across the room, and he doesn't realize that the one he's speaking to is dead.
Right. A microphone is on somewhere.
Somewhere in that studio, there's a microphone that's on.
It's just, he's too lazy to put headphones on.
But not even listening back to it.
I can't know. Is that not the best laziness, John Pop?
Oh, really, that's a record setter.
Let's hear him again now. Award winner, Giant Brian.
Didn't you know? The secret destination is Skylight IT Training in Alexandria.
Did Johnny Norman give you this? Oh, my God, this is great.
I think we are poised for a great new era for this radio station.
Yes, amen.
So this is what he sends into the production guy, John. Hey, I did my commercial. Here it is.
You should call Skylight IT Training and become an MCSE.
He's all happy with the read.
Well, sure. It's
so perfect. He just shuts the tape recorder off.
Got to listen to the radio more often.
Home to
Here's
bed.
The message. Call Skylight IT Training. Oh, okay. 866.
All right. Anyway, Giant Brian from Ron and Fez.
There you
go.
The Q is for quality.
Ask somebody who John Pop is. That's a lot of man to live up to. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Just going to set up the rejoiner here. Everybody's favorite queen last night on Will and Grace, Rip Taylor.
And let me just say again, Rip. How thrilled, honored, and excited we all are to have you as the face of Out TV.
Oh, I'm excited myself. I can finally afford some new confetti.
excuse me, Jimmy. I don't mean to interrupt, but I believe I found the spokesperson for Out TV.
Here's my headshot. I know the haircut's a bit outdated, but at the time, the Dorothy Hamill look was all the rage. No, I remember you. You're the guy from the Coco commercial.
I also did 3 years at Williamstown, 2 seasons at the Guthrie, and spent a winter at the Old Vic. Look, nobody's concerned about your prison time here. We just have to count.
Rip, sorry, but we have to let you go.
How dare you? And if you think you're getting any more confetti, you're not. Who am I kidding?
He throws more.
Can you give me a lift to the bus stop, please?
Good work, Jack. But I feel bad about the way I treated Rip. I'm going to let him shake out the three-hole punch before he leaves.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, there you are.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
There you go. Last night on Will and Grace, what we hope will become a recurring role.
Yes.
For our next guest, live from Las Vegas, the great Rip Taylor.
Rip!
Don't you forget it.
Rip. Hi, Rip. Rip Taylor,
Rip. There was a lot more, but they must have cut some stuff. I'm so sorry. But anyway, thank you so much for playing it and for the plug about being on the thing. But when I got the part, they said, where in my corner am I playing? They said, Rip Taylor. I said, what's my motivation? And the director said, the check.
how
are you doing,
been?
George? How's the weather in Washington?
It's crappy and rainy. How is it in Las Vegas?
Oh, it's lovely. It's about 75 and a little windy. My rug fell off twice on the strip. Otherwise, it's fine.
Buzz, if you would be so kind as to go to riptaylor.com.
Yes, Rip has his website, riptaylor.com.
We've been friends with Rip for many years, and we are so happy that finally Will and Grace has recognized Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor.
5 years. It's long enough, but they're lovely people, but it may be a reoccurring. I don't know, but it was short. They were short last night, but I can't bet you. It was sweeps week. I'm on a hit show.
Yeah.
Now I'm on your show, and thank you.
Television needs more Rip Taylor.
It does.
Now, Buzz, can you put your microphone... Can we put
that... Yeah, keep saying that. Send it to the website of Will and Grace, and they'll put it
down. Absolutely.
Hold on. We're gonna listen to your website now.
We're
going
to listen to it.
You can't have it all. Hi, this is Rip Taylor. Oh, I've been waiting for you. You're on my website. Did you believe it? I can't believe it. I'm getting very moist. Here, press a lot of buttons and have fun. Is the wig on straight?
You're very lonely people, aren't you?
Yeah, we don't have a lot to do, Rip.
Are you both aware that I was born in that town? It was my hometown. I went to Eastern High School.
No.
I went to George Washington University, and I was a page in the United States Senate, worked every strip joint.
Well, welcome home again.
you were a page, Rip?
What was that, Buzz? Was that from the website?
Sorry, yeah.
I guess every time you go to a new page on the website, it says something.
Yeah, it's a very elaborate website that Rip Taylor has here.
Sure is.
Oh, it is? Oh, good.
Is it better than DonMikeWebsite.com?
I'm not sure, but...
Nothing tops that.
Listen, Rip, I want to ask you something that has nothing to do with your career.
Good.
But it's about you as an entertainer and the influence you have on other people. I know for the last couple of days you've been in contact with Bobby Spiewak. Remember Bobby, the boy who calls you to be on our show?
Yeah, the one on drugs. Yes, I know.
Now, Bobby, I want you to step up, and I want you to seriously tell Rip how much you've enjoyed talking to him, Bobby.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you've made you've made Bobby's life very, very full.
It's been an absolute pleasure this week.
We had trouble getting through to each other because I was still working here on my play. I'm revamping it.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a lot of patience.
Well, it's
he's more like an outpatient.
He loves it. He loves it, Rip.
Yeah, you've been very, very cordial to me, Rip, and I appreciate it.
Bobby?
I don't mean to be rude. It's just that I'm so damn busy.
And Bobby, why don't you give us your review of Rip last night on Will and Grace? Because I know you love Will and Grace, Bobby.
One of my favorite shows.
Yes.
I think it was a high moment for the National Broadcasting Company. You really took the moment and you ran with it, Rip. You were the high point last night.
I've written a one-man show, and I did it here in Vegas at the university, called It Ain't All Confetti. So when I get around to it, remind me on the website to send you a copy of it on a DVD.
Now, what is your one-man show going to be about? What are you going to do? I mean,
it's about a survivor, that's all. It isn't in my act. It's a survivor.
Oh, so it's a little more on the dramatic side.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, you've done dramatic acting. I've seen things.
Don't forget Rip and Jackass.
Yeah.
Some people think my nightclub act is dramatic too.
You've been in movies. I know I've seen you in movies in dramatic roles. You've done them, right?
I was in Indecent Proposal with Demi Moore.
That's the one. That's
with the hairpiece off.
Yeah, I remember that. You were great in that.
Now, Nick Cassavetes called me to play a part in the new movie Alpha Dog with Bruce Willis and Sharon Stone, where I would play a coroner.
Ooh! Wow.
Yeah, that's serious.
Perfect. That's perfect.
a crazy coroner.
Hair off. The hair off.
Do you ever go out without the hair on, Rip?
No, it doubles as a muff in the winter.
Now take us through. You know what I'd like? What is a normal day from waking up in the morning till you know? What is a normal day for Rip Taylor?
Well, first of all, the nuns and I are tearing confetti all night long.
Now, listen, be honest. We understand you've already told...
You get up, you fill the ice tray, and you start over again.
I
had a new drink last night. I had vodka and prune juice called a pile driver.
Here we go.
Bobby loved it.
You told Bobby, you told Bobby never to call you before 10 a.m.
Because I work so late at night,
Right, you're
in the call.
Good for you.
And you realize now that Bobby has your phone number, that he's going to be calling you all the time.
Because he's...
That's good. 10 is fine.
He's crazy about you, Rip. He really is.
Well, that's good. Remind me to send photos. And we have... What about that 8x10 on the computer, on the website? Isn't it pretty with the cast?
Oh, it's very nice.
You know what? I'm gonna step way into the future here, but we are planning tentatively. Our families are planning to go out to Vegas for Christmas.
Well, when are you going?
Are we supposed to be like?
I think the first week of January.
Yeah, Robin, Carrie, and I and Frieda are gonna head out there.
Are you performing then, Rip?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm going to be doing Anything Goes in Houston at the Theater Under the Stars.
That's a lovely city. I know you'll have a good time.
I'll let you know,
I was just hoping we could get together, because Bobby would love to have dinner with you.
I would. I'd love to buy you dinner.
Yeah, separate checks. I know him.
Of course. You don't mind.
Please.
And what kind of response have you gotten from that incredible performance on Will and Grace?
Well, it wasn't incredible. You're kind of saying everyone had called me and said too short. Well, we knew it would be too short.
Yeah, that's
right.
Not that short. Now, I'm not bitching and moaning. It just that it was a little, if you look quick.
I was screaming at the TV last night. That's it?
You wanted more.
When you get Rip Taylor on a show, damn it, put him on longer.
Yeah, but Victor Garber was wonderful, though. He was the other actor. You know, he's from On Alias.
Right.
And how did
the cast is so nice at Will and Grace.
How did Will and Grace treat you?
Like an iPod icon. Yes.
Now you're going to be doing a one man show. You're doing some theater. Will you be bringing back your Nutso show? You know, the one where I remember.
They'll be running them though on the Comedy Network. So.
Are they really?
Oh yeah.
I mean, my best memories of Rip Taylor were when you would be a talk show guest. Oh, you were always my favorite talk show guest.
Wake him up with the damn confetti.
Absolutely.
How many times did you do Merv?
Years of it, I know that much.
Now you're taking us into that less than fantastic.
20 years of it, It's all in my play, so you got to let me send you a copy of it.
Absolutely.
Please do it, everybody. Please go to riptaylor.com.
Yeah.
And
Bobby has the address. Look at me, Bobby, all of a sudden.
Yeah,
Bobby.
He has the address.
I know you're sweet on him, and he's sweet on you.
No.
Oh, and what about your slot machine?
Oh, listen. I sold my image to Ameristar, which put match game slot machines into the casinos. And they sent me the Council Bluffs in Omaha and St. Louis and Kansas City to introduce it to slot machines. Now, they're 50 against the wall, and as you're walking down the aisle, my voice screams, come over here, scare the hell out of people. They're penny slot machines, and if you play 25 cents and don't win, I say, would you mind moving on if you're blocking the aisle, please?
And are you
only a penny thing, so which is hysterical.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be in the Hollywood Christmas Parade?
No, I was one of the floats for many years. But
okay. All right. Rip, great talking to you. I want to just say, you killed on Will and Grace last night.
Way to go, Rip, and we're going to get everybody to go to your website.
And too. I don't know if it's possible, but I think you
Will
should...
Will and Grace is a more Rip Taylor. That
you right. should get the nod
and
this year.
You heard what happened.
No, what happened?
Well, the guy walked in the library and says to the librarian, do you have any books on suicide? Librarian says, I'll too. He says there were no books.
He
says they never bring them back.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Hold on. Bobby wants to talk to you for a second. Hold on. Hold on, Rip. Nice talking to you.
I like that.
Hold on.
I gotta go pee. I'm sorry.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on a second. Bobby, why don't you talk him off the ledge?
There we go. So to speak.
Rip, thank you so much.
Keeps calling him Bobby.
Bobby.
Of course, he'll be in the upcoming Hollywood Christmas Parade.
So Wednesday is the big news, right? I'll call you Wednesday. Okay, call you Wednesday then.
He's such a great queen, isn't he?
All right, have a great trip back.
Long live the queen.
Bye-bye. God bless.
God save bye-bye. The queen.
Yes. Rip Taylor.
So, how'd it go, Bobby?
Her Majesty had a wonderful time. he was really, forgive the expression, queeny today.
He was,
he's one of the good ones.
And before when we were booking, he says, I'm going to be at an appointment. I don't know if the cell phone will work. Call this lady. She has a cell phone. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, you know cell phones. And I said, yeah. He said, well, call. Call early, and then we'll know if it doesn't work.
Right. This is about showbiz mm-hmm. that I don't get. Rip Taylor.
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh.
He's not there rubbing his last two nickels together.
No.
He's got somebody who's organizing this stuff.
Right.
He lives in, I'm sure, his fantastic Western-style mansion out
Hacienda,
in Las Vegas. His hacienda.
I mean, he's made millions in Vegas.
And then I say, well, Rip, would it be easier if I gave you our number? You could call us because you'd be guaranteed to be a phone there. He says, I have nothing to write it on. I'm packed up. I'm ready to go. You're going to have to call me. I said, and then call you we shall.
This is a man who has been in the business for a very long time.
And in the Senate.
Yeah. Man,
you know, we could have done 2 hours on that whole page thing.
It scares me a little bit.
It scares me off.
A wee bit.
And I believe that my FaceTime on King of Queens was probably more than his was.
I think so.
For Will and Grace.
Yeah, that must be some sort of just a professional courtesy.
And wasn't he calling you earlier in the week seriously, telling you that he thought that it might turn into a recurring role for him?
I think he's still holding on to that.
Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor, don't start. You're a starter. Quiet.
Bobby
Spiewak.
I talked to Bobby. Hi, Bobby.
Bobby,
hi,
give Bobby. The number. Give the number to Joe so Joe can call him over the weekend when he gets drunk.
Bobby,
that'd be great.
Bobby,
hey, Mr. Taylor,
we got a break.
This is Arden here.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I hate reality shows.
A year ago, you said they were the greatest thing that ever happened to us.
I've grown, you haven't.
The gods of air and wind, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Boy, I love reading commercials.
I know.
That's my favorite thing to do on the show.
I know.
I had one to read. Been a good boy this year, and you deserve the new issue of Playboy. A Christmas issue with Denise Richards not wearing her holiday best, along with a college hoops preview and more. December Playboy on newsstands now. Rich Eisen will be on in about an hour talking to NFL. Rich is on the NFL Network every night with NFL Total Access. Rich is sponsored by Tower Records and Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of the music and movies that you love. Bulletin Apprentice fans, call now.
All right.
Because both of the fireys are online.
Wow. Very good.
But face...
Three words, please.
Ah, yes.
Let's get back to the Joe story for the WWE trip. And we'll go to Buzz for the first word. Buzz.
Swollen.
Mike? Three words for the Joe story.
Melon.
Shaped. See, we could still have fun without being dirty, can't we?
I like the way you came up with one to keep it going. I like that.
So the new three words are swollen, melon, shaped.
Uh-huh.
That is worth a trip to Atlanta.
Touché.
In a few minutes when we finish with the story. Okay, The Apprentice last night.
Yes.
You know, every week Beth Ann comes in and says, Pork Chop comes in and says,
PC,
This was the most amazing Apprentice ever.
Outrageous.
They had the one where they fired the guy out in the hallway.
Right.
And last night, Trump fired two of them.
Two?
He fired Maria and also Wes.
Now, I thought he's only supposed to fire one at a time.
Yeah. He's crazy, Mike. He's
crazy with power.
Here's Maria.
When Maria flew in to the studio on our broomstick, the whole attitude of the room changed. She thought that no one else was competent enough to direct the photo shoot.
They're going to do bitchy Calvin Klein, like, it hurt somebody.
That's Maria.
That's Maria. So Maria's accused of being a little witchy.
Yeah. I thought they painted her. We'll get him on here in 1 second. We will have him for about 10 minutes. I thought that they painted her out as a real bitch.
Yeah. Okay. Sound like it. No question.
And I think if you loosened her up and like tickled her feet or whatever you had to do, I bet she's got a great personality.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then here she is being rude to Wes.
I mean, you're going to have to just do something here, dude. I mean, I don't know what to say. In this task, a major part of it is time management and getting your materials in to meet deadlines.
Okay. Are you sure? I understand. I understand. Back off.
Okay.
Moving on.
Wow. I'm telling you, I see something underneath.
This is still Maria?
Yeah. I see something underneath the surface with her. I don't think she's a bitch.
They're picking on her.
But they get done with the show. They go to the boardroom. Here's the last clip. Trump fires her. Then this guy, Wes, sits back in his chair.
And Wes was the guy she was fighting with.
Right.
Huh?
So Wes sits back like, whew, man, I made it. And then Trump fires him, too.
Cool.
Maria, you were difficult to work with. You lashed out at your project manager, which was completely out of line. Wes, you lost control of Maria, and you failed as a leader. You both did a horrible job. Maria, you're fired. And I just have to do this. I have no choice. Wes, you're fired also.
Wow.
All right, guys. 877-365-3636. We've got them both right here. Here is both Maria and Wes.
Are you guys in the same room together?
Ouch. No, we're not.
Hey, no, we're not.
Could you be?
Maria.
That's a good question. Buzz just asked. Could you be in the same room together, you guys?
Yes, we could.
Okay.
Maria, I have to tell you, before we get to our listeners calling, I don't think you're as bitchy as they portrayed you on that show.
Thank you so much. I'm absolutely not. I'm a tough chick. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's certainly worse things. I am always nice first. Secondly, pretty darn motivational. If I had been just a complete witch, you would have seen it in episode 1, 2, 3. I mean, you know, we made it to episode 11 before they really painted a picture for you.
And Wes, how blown away were you when you got fired?
Could not believe it.
All right, let's go to these calls.
Yeah, very good. I guess there was a sigh of relief before you
come to view.
Here we go. Here are the Apprentice people. We'll start with Raymond in Tampa Bay. Raymond, you're on with both Maria and Wes from The Apprentice.
God, I'm like, God, hey, I was shocked between, you know, both of you guys getting fired at the same time. I mean, it was up in here which one could get fired between my wife and I, but I definitely wanted her to go and I didn't want him to go. But I think the best line of the whole movie was the last line to sort of choke it off when Wes said,
"You're talking too fast."
I guess the guy didn't really want to ask you guys a question.
Right.
He just wanted to give his summary of the show.
As quickly as he possibly could.
Less caffeine.
Here's Doug. Don and Mike show. Hello, you're on with Maria and Wes.
Doug, do you have a question for Maria or Wes?
I, in fact, do. Maria, what is up with your blinking?
Oh, I'm glad you asked.
Wait.
What, Maria?
Maria, are you on a speakerphone?
I am not on a speakerphone right now.
Okay. Oh, you sound better now, though. All right, very good.
Okay. Okay.
I actually have low blood sugar, and, you know, you have to keep in mind, we were not eating, and we were not sleeping. So,
wow.
It was just a really tough environment in which to operate. And we had been doing it for, I mean, so many weeks by the time that week 11 came. So you'll see consistently that that is what's happening. I'm at the very end of my rope. We're hanging in there. We've got a lot of work to do, and the blinking chart. So that's low blood sugar.
Yeah, the blinking drove me crazy.
All right.
Crazy, huh?
The blinking.
I never even noticed it, to be honest with you, when I lived with Maria for a long time. I never even noticed the whole Blink 182 thing.
Okay. All right. Get out of here, would you? Yeah, dope. Here is Marie. Marie, you're on the air. Don and Mike show. Hello, Marie.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hi.
I really enjoyed the Apprentice show. It's great. But two things. One, why didn't you try to control Maria? And two, Maria, don't you think you should have been fired a long time ago after you ran $5,000 over on the toothpaste thing?
All right, Wes, let's go to Wes first. Wes?
Ouch. I guess the question was, why didn't I lash back at Maria?
No, why don't you control her, I think.
Why didn't I control her?
Right.
I was kind of in between a rock and a hard place. I needed her because she knows about fashion and layouts, and I have no clue about that. So I wanted to fire her for a little bit there, but as a leader, I made a decision to keep her on. So,
well, keep her on is fine, but just kind of put her, a little bit, it's a team, guys.
I want to tell everybody.
And I'm a southern gentleman, so, it's hard for me to lash back at women.
As I'm looking at the cover of Maxim magazine, it's hard to think of lashing out at Maria.
Oh, you're getting a good look at Maria?
This is a hell of a photo shoot she's got.
Yeah. And here's another thing about Maria. Wes, you're, I guess, a good-looking guy. I don't know. I'm not metrosexual. But I'll tell you this, Maria, that they didn't let you smile enough on that show.
Look
at that. Is that Maxim or FHR?
Maxim Magazine.
That's a smile.
Yeah.
Well, no, oh, wow.
It wasn't true to my character. They wanted me so desperately to be the tough girl. And, again, I am definitely that, but I they had so much footage of me smiling and getting along with people. But Mark Burnett has promised America drama, and we certainly helped deliver on that. So,
okay, dudes, now here's the deal. I have to ask you this.
Right.
Is the show done?
We have filmed everything except the very last episode. That is December 16th.
And now, is that live when you guys all come in live to vote on who's going to stay and or get the job?
The final person will be hired, and the last one fired will take place the 16th of December.
Yeah, and we're all there for the live episode.
Okay, all right, so you're still going to be involved. Hold on. God damn, look at all these calls.
Yeah, people go nuts for this show. We get these calls every week.
Here's Jared in Green Bay. Jared.
How's it going?
Okay.
For Maria and Wes, when you get fired from the show, what happens? Where do you have to go? Were you able to reconnect with each other, and did you kind of kiss and make up, or were you able to discuss what happened?
Good question. Yeah.
Wes, why don't you answer that?
Sure. In real life, I'm just a financial advisor in Atlanta, Georgia. So, I mean, you just have to go back to your real life and pick up the pieces and move on. So that's really what we're told to do.
I would imagine, Wes, that's a hell of a letdown.
It is and it isn't. I mean, you get what we wanted out of this show. You either want to work for Trump or you want to get well known so that people in your hometown like you. And I think that's what's happened.
But dude, you didn't even get your own cab.
Could you believe that? I mean, with all the money that we made Trump, he could at least give me a $7 cab ride. Well, listen, sharing a cab with Maria, not the worst punishment.
And here's something that I've been curious about. What do you guys get paid to be on that show? Do you get, like, after a scale, a SAG scale? What do you get?
I haven't seen dollar one, gentlemen.
Really?
Uh-huh. But welcome to reality television.
Yeah. What about you, Maria?
I'm not received a dollar either from Mark Burnett nor NBC, but that there are rumors that there could be money, but the bottom line is it's not a part of our contract. We have done it because we are certainly addicted to taking risks, hopefully calculated risk, and we definitely all look for really big payoffs.
And when you do something like the Maria, when you do something like the Maxim magazine shoot, is that sanctioned by the producers? Do you have to get that cleared by the producers of the show?
It had to be cleared initially. NBC and Mark Burnett Productions declined FHM, Maxim, and Playboy on behalf of the women, saying that it just did not portray the proper type of, business, environment.
Do you guys pray at the feet of Mark Burnett?
What?
Yes.
Do you pray at the feet of Mark Burnett?
Yes.
And why is he
more controlled than Trump?
Why is he such a Svengali? Why is he such a hot commodity?
Well, it's because he's a creator. I mean, he's like Einstein. He's like Edison.
Okay.
Until in 2004.
Dude, hold on.
He is like Sven Gawen.
Dude, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hold on. I love TV. I love TV almost more than anything. But I don't know. I don't know. Listen, you wouldn't have TV without some of those other guys that you mentioned. Okay, let's go to more calls.
Very good.
Here is Jerry, Don and Mike show. Jerry, you're on.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I just want to thank you for curing my 11 weeks of pain by getting fired.
Oh, my God.
You know, what is the interview process? I would have hired you, too, for Pee-wee's Playhouse, but not The Apprentice.
Now, are you guys, well, let's go to Maria first. Maria, are you accustomed to getting that kind of heat from people?
You know, I the thing that I love is that Americans are free to think whatever they like, and unfortunately, you're making decisions based on
thank you, Mrs. Bush.
Our total lies. So the bottom line is that, you know, we're highly educated. We've already proven that we're successes in the real world.
And what kind of drug? Are you on speed or what?
What?
Are you on speed?
Wow.
Absolutely not. Are you?
I bet your husband's nuts.
Okay,
now stop it. My God, the hostility. Stop it.
Stop that, everybody.
God, it's a TV show, for God's sake.
Seek professional help, sir.
And these are the guys, I mean, listen, they watch it. I mean, no one forces people to watch the show.
No, I mean, it's a very popular show, and but I guess, you know, I guess when you sign up for this kind of a gig, this is the kind of stuff you got to expect.
We've got thick skin, I can tell you. Maria is a very strong woman, and she's a real successful businesswoman.
And, you know, we'd all love to be loved, you know? Unfortunately, some of us probably are people loved to hate us, and I would hate to think that that's me, but I certainly do not recommend reality TV for the faint of heart.
So you're not getting paid and outside of your Maxim deal and Wes, if you get a deal with Playgirl or whatever, but you're not getting paid. You're going to be back on the final show. Oh, you guys have 30 seconds. Are you going back to your real lives now?
I've been back in my real life since July.
And Maria, are you married, Maria?
I am married.
Okay. And Wes, what is your marital status?
Yeah, I'm married as well.
And what's his name?
Come on, guys, don't get excited.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
No, fun.
Again, I'm back in my real life. I'm a financial advisor for UBS in Atlanta, Georgia. And, you know, I've been offered a lot of different speaking engagements. I teach at Emory, and I got another class coming up, so now I have two. So it's good. I mean, people liked what they saw, and granted, I didn't get a job with Trump, but it should be a positive for me for the next, you know, I don't know how many years.
All right, Wes, thank you for being on, and we appreciate it. Let me see, which line is Maria on? Which one is which? She's this one?
Yeah.
Let me just see. Who's left? Hello? Hello?
Wes is still here.
Oh, okay.
Hang on.
There he goes. He's going. Wow, Wes. Hey, Maria?
Yes.
What a tool that guy is. I gotta be honest. I mean, you know, I don't care how they made you look on that show. If it made you look like a bitch, you can see that guy's a tool from 100 feet away.
Oh, God.
Anyway, thank you for being on our show. We know you got to go, like, be with... Oh, have you been with Lester Holt yet?
Not yet. He's next.
Lester Holt is next. Check out that dude's overbite.
Oh, God.
All right, thank you, Maria.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So that's the Apprentice. Up
getting getting a little more heated, and also the reactions from the audience getting a little more intense.
No, Ed, how about our callers? Way to take it to them.
I like that. Hey, that's what they sign up for.
You know, listen, the deal is we don't watch The Apprentice, but, you know, we're not so dumb that we don't realize 20 million people do watch.
And it's a very easy show to pick up on exactly what's going on, you know. And it sounds like Maria's, she's wrapped pretty tight also.
I'd like to unwrap her, though.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I bet that there's a side to her.
All the way to the left. There's a side now.
I see that picture. You know what? She has a jacket on with no shirt underneath.
I know. Isn't that special?
I've tried that look, and it doesn't look nearly that good.
And right here, Don?
Yeah?
That's Wes.
Wow. He's pretty.
Are you buying that low blood sugar thing?
No.
No.
Three more words right now.
All right.
For the Joe story.
I don't want to go first.
Okay.
I need to jump in with that.
I'm going to go again with a hyphenated, with a dash.
Wow.
Pus spewing. Pus spewing. You know, you guys could end this part if you like here. I just extended it. Mike, you want to go or Buzz? Or
I'll go, Don, and Mike? I'd be glad to take it. Head.
And we go to Buzz.
Fawn.
All right, those are your words.
What was your word, Buzz? On.
Your new words are
plus. So we're not starting a new sentence then.
Well, but now Buzz had the option. He had the option, but we are going to.
Okay, all right. On.
We're going to go with Buzz's.
We normally go with a really long run-on sentence, don't we?
Buzz, it really don't matter.
All right.
Here are your new words: pus spewing, head on.
Very good.
Those are your words for the story. If you're flying for the WWE trip to Atlanta, that we'll be giving away later in today's show.
Very good.
Let's see. Oh, did I mention DonAndMikeWebsite.com?
Go to the store.
Don't know if I did or not. If you're interested in our fantasy football, our teams are up there. Our lineups are up there. I'm playing you this weekend, Burbank.
Uh-oh.
And I noticed,
Burbank?
I noticed you dropped Joe Horn from the New Orleans Saints.
I'm constantly changing personnel.
I picked him up. I picked him up.
Good for you.
I'm telling you, that's a good pickup. You're
constantly
good
making those personnel decisions, aren't you?
Again, like Michael Vick, I hope you have more luck with him than I did.
Also, you can see our Pick the Pros segment there when we're on with Rich Eisen. You've got the affiliate list. You've got a daily audio highlight. We've got almost 30 of those up there now. Almost 15 hours worth of material that you can download.
Fantastic.
And a daily show log that just shows how stupid this show is.
Mm-hmm.
If you actually sit and read,
it's highly embarrassing when it's put on paper.
What they've written down. I mean, it's in one way it's our dream to have the show transcribed. Mm-hmm. One day we actually had a court stenographer come in here and try to do it.
Yeah, it was tough for the court stenographer to actually work while he was shaking his head.
Thousands and thousands of thank you emails from deaf people, though.
So DonAndMikeWebsite.com. That is the official website of the show.
Right.
Well, there are still more apprentice calls?
Of course.
Maybe we can answer. We didn't see.
You can entertain these questions?
Sure.
We didn't see, but we can answer. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. How may we help you with the apprentice?
We're going to ask them a behind-the-scenes question. If they ever met the producer, one of the producers, Ron Talcott, he's a friend of mine.
Yes, and they both had to sleep with him to get on the show.
Yep.
Ron hadn't told me that part,
though. Yeah, Ron tries to sleep with all the female contestants.
And,
not just the male.
And Wes. He slept with
all the
occasional
male. Yeah, right. The attractive male. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's here's right. Dwayne. Dwayne.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, what's your apprentice question? Maybe we can answer.
I'll tell you what, if I'd have been Wes...
Such hostility for Maria.
And Eddie, Don and Mike's show. Eddie.
That wasn't
yo, question. What's up, fellas?
I think you'd all back off because we're apprentice experts, as you know, and I think you'd back off of that, sir, if you knew that Maria was actually a Navy SEAL.
You learned that from reading the magazine, didn't you?
No, I made it up.
Oh, is she really? See?
See, I sold you.
You did.
I sold you.
You know what? That was like a Tom Gavin thing.
Yeah,
way
it
to
was.
Go. Hey,
how about that?
You sold me.
I'm coming around, ain't I?
Thank you.
Look around, Cafe.
Yes, absolutely. Buy a jacket.
Eddie?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Yeah.
I got a question for all four of you and Beth Ann if she wants to
delete that out.
Now that you've deleted his question, the answer is yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You bet.
And pork chop, who knows?
Yeah, I'll put her down for a yes.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Can I help you?
Yes. This is not the best breakfast I ever ate, and I'd like my money back.
I believe you have to fill out a form for that.
No, I'd like my money back now.
I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. You see, I have to fill out a form, and, well, you ate most of it already, so...
See that sign? It says 100% guaranteed. You know what the meaning of guarantee is? Do they teach you that here?
Sir, if you just wait a minute.
Look, just put your little hand back in the cash register and give me my $2.75 back, please, Brad.
Sir, if you just give me a minute, I'll find the forms. I'll take care of everything.
I don't have a minute. You've made me late enough. I am so tired of dealing with incompetence. It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
Mister, if you don't shut up, I'm going to kick 100% of your ass.
The Don and Mike Show. Don't be hating the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Here's a call from San Francisco, I think. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Steve?
How you doing? I just want to tell you, it's kind of one-up the all Christmas all the time.
Yeah?
I don't know if it's still the sister station. It's an FM station from your guys' affiliate here.
Oh, an Infinity station? All right, what are they doing?
All laughing all the time.
All laughing?
Yeah, it's just lap tracks. That's all it is.
What do you mean, like... like that?
Exactly. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, turn it on, sure.
That's a good radio stunt.
That's the best medicine.
Yeah.
My God.
Maybe they'll play that version of Jingle Bells you like so bad.
Do you have that, Rob?
Let me go get it.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Goodbye. At least it's not our station, because all I saw was station in San Francisco, crazy, mm-hmm. playing laughing music, and I was sure it was our affiliate.
Picturing a program director going, these guys just aren't funny. Put on the laugh track.
Put on all laughs all the time. Now I'm going to go rapid fire through a lot of stuff I wanted to talk about all week.
Okay.
I love Fridays because everything that I didn't get to, I'm going to get to. I'm going to mention very quickly. Mike, good news for you.
Okay.
Mrs. Doubtfire is coming back. 11 years after the original Robin Williams drag comedy, they are working on the sequel.
You know...
You know, you got a memory on you.
You really do.
You know what? This is a little thing that I saw on some website all week. I've been waiting. There's not been a chance. First, my voice wasn't great.
Wait, they hit me with that one.
Then we had a lot of guests. And now
well, I'll please you by saying I could not be happier.
Let me see. The original, of course, directed by genius Chris Columbus. He's come back on board.
He is a visionary.
Good. And both Robin Williams and his wife will be producing the new Mrs. Doubtfire 2.
Oh, fantastic. I cannot wait.
So that's good news for Mike, only because Mike loves Robin Williams mm-hmm. and specifically loves Mrs. Doubtfire.
Most of all.
And I think you also
how
like...
How did I get... I don't even remember the process... where you entrapped me in that, and I'm
you
not
also
sure.
like Bicentennial Man. That's another great one with your man Robin Williams.
I've never seen Bicentennial Man.
Oh, you're lying. You have
I am
the
not
DVD.
Lying. I'm telling
it,
the truth.
It's the one you know it.
That
like
he's ramping
one,
it up, isn't it?
The one where he's the robot in the
he
future.
He just can't leave well enough alone.
No, it's your guy. It's Robin Williams, and I know you love Jack. The one where he's like the 8-year-old boy in
I've
a 40-man-year-old body.
I haven't seen Jack, but I did look in on Jumanji.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. And of course, Hook.
Tour de force.
It was Hook, right?
Yes, now you're digging your own hole.
I understand.
Now you're helping me dig the grave.
I understand. And
now we're like two guys in the desert.
Right.
I'm going to kill you. And I say, listen.
I've resigned myself to my fate because when you get into this mode of yours, there's no combating you. You just
have to
take your medicine. I mean, what good would it do me to bring up Steve Martin right now?
It would do that because I would say Steve Martin sucks. But you don't see Steve Martin saying, I'm going to do Roxanne, too. Anyway, that's just from me to you.
Right.
They're coming out with it. Now, as a follow-up for yesterday.
Uh-huh. Did he do Father of the Bride, too?
Steve Martin, yes, he did.
Right.
Although Father of the Bride was not as bad as Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, I don't know. I think you could make it. I think you could, you know.
I don't know,
you
Deary.
You could probably panel.
Pretty
you know?
Close.
You know, Deary, I spend a lot of time watching basic cable, and right. unfortunately, Mrs. Doubtfire is on a lot.
Can't tear yourself away from it, can you?
Yeah. That's, Mike, it's pure genius where the boobs catch on fire.
Oh, I love that.
When the social worker's over there.
And then he puts his face in the cake, you know, to make it look like he's got night cream on.
Which reminds me, please shoot me. The next time I see this ad, and I know it's going to be on for the next goddamn month, my man Adam Sandler.
Right.
Now listen, I love Adam Sandler, and I love stupid Adam Sandler.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Waterboy, I love the Big Daddy, stuff like that. I will tolerate him in like Punch Drunk Love,
okay.
where he's trying to show us that he's got some talent.
Mm-hmm.
However, if I see this ad for this movie Spanglish one more time, where he's a sensitive, caring father.
And would you not agree playing older than he should?
Yes.
He's playing older. Even though he might be that age, he still looks like he should be skateboarding down in the park.
I saw this preview and I said, Don is going to hate this movie.
Well, you're right, Buzz. And you were there for the last great Adam Sandler movie that I drug you to, Anger Management.
Right.
Regretfully, the laugher cart has passed.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Luckily, I have it on CD at home.
hold on, here is...
There's a reason to come to your Monday. Yeah.
Jim, Don and Mike show. Jim, hello.
Hey, I got a better Robin Williams movie for you.
What?
Popeye.
Okay. All right, man,
that's a classic.
All right, I'm going to break out the Steve... Next time, I'm going to come in arms.
Mike, you're welcome to fire back as soon as Steve Martin announces he's making like Three Amigos 2. Or The Man with Two Brains 2.
Right.
Or Pennies
from Heaven.
Pennies from Heaven 2. Now I'm digging the hole.
Thank you.
Now you're killing me and I'm digging the hole.
I appreciate you being like the Fox News Channel.
Fair and balanced.
Fair
and here you go. Here's a follow-up yesterday about Vanilla Ice's kangaroo.
Kangaroo that escaped.
Captain Kangaroo.
Robbie Van Winkle's kangaroo.
He wants it back.
Sure.
First, can you guess how old Vanilla Ice is?
Vanilla Ice would be probably 40.
Buzz?
44.
36.
Oh. Okay.
36. Said that he wants his kangaroo back. It escaped. The problem is the kangaroo, it was found in Port St. Lucie and it looked like it hadn't been taken care of.
Oh, see.
Not that it had been abused, but like, you know, it missed a couple of meals.
See, that Vanilla Ice is a bad man.
Vanilla Ice said he really loves his kangaroo.
Right.
There's a woman that says he treated this kangaroo awfully.
Yeah.
And one time she saw Vanilla Ice with his kangaroo and he got the kangaroo so agitated that the kangaroo scratched him and started kicking his car.
There you go.
Vanilla Ice was not in Port St. Lucie yesterday when they found the kangaroo. His website, which was the only place we could find any information on,
right,
says he's in California taping a motorcycle commercial.
There you go.
So that's the latest.
So he just left for California and left the kangaroo to its own devices.
He wants it back. We'll have Rich Eisen on later today. I'm sure we'll talk about T.O. Hopefully for the last time with his Desperate Housewives thing.
Oh, ridiculous.
T.O. has now apologized.
I hate watching him apologize.
However, this is like an apology that the Infinity lawyers wrote for us.
Oh, good.
I felt it was clean. The organization felt it was a clean skit. Personally, I didn't think it would offend anyone. And if it did, I apologize.
That's all you need.
That's the bottom line.
Right.
You say, I didn't think it would offend.
Even it's the company line.
I'm sorry. If it did offend, I apologize. There's no reason that Tara Lowen should apologize.
No, even though it's the company line, it still angered me that he was apologizing. Because I think the whole thing has just gotten completely out of hand.
Do you think it make you angry when a football player uses the word skit?
Skit. I like that. It was a clean skit. It was a wonderfully written sketch.
We'll cover that with Rich Eisen in a couple of seconds.
Good.
Also this week, I know we talked about Clay Aiken. I didn't have time to mention this. Clay Aiken has some rules for his Claymaniacs.
These are my rules, and I hope you just... I tell everybody right now, listen up.
Now, I'm glad you're here, Clay.
Thank you, Donald.
Because he's got a new Christmas tour coming up.
Of course I do, and I know you're just going to like it. It's going to make it. It will warm your heart for the holidays.
He's going to go to about 25 different cities. Now,
thank you.
Clay Aiken says, please, fans, don't bring signs. For instance, one of the most popular handmade signs is Aiken for Clay's Shaken.
Yes, of course. That's
don't bring that.
They'd like me to move, though.
Don't bring that because, quote,
leave it at home.
This is a different kind of concert. This is not a show where fans bring signs and scream how much they love me.
No, of course not.
Also, if you're going to come see Clay Aiken do his Christmas show,
yes,
you got to dress up.
Dress up. Wear something nice, like a sport coat for the guys and perhaps a dress for the ladies, because it's Christmassy.
The goal is to be more intimate, almost semi-formal. He's ordered his crew to wear their, quote, Sunday best.
Wear your Sunday best, just so we can create the atmosphere that it's Christmas.
And he hopes that audiences will dress semi-formally. The tour will feature only holiday songs, a conductor, a 20-piece orchestra, local philharmonics, and Clay says, please, dress up. And most importantly, no signs.
No signs, and I will tell you right now that I have picked out several beautiful holiday dresses that I think you'll like. My word sign said, Clay, don your gay apparel. Please put that away.
Now they're calling, you know, every time we do this whole Robin Williams, Steve Martin thing,
yes,
people call.
Fires people up.
Didn't mean it like that. Rick in Buffalo. Rick.
Yeah, I was calling, man. The greatest Steve Martin movie ever made has to be The Jerk. And before you hang up on me, man, about a week or two...
Yeah, agreed that The Jerk is the greatest Steve Martin movie,
yeah,
but that's,
well, that's not...
That's not that's the point, though, of our argument.
Playing.
That's not
he's not
point.
Playing the right way.
Here's Lise. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi, you're on the air.
I'm on. Hello, baby.
Hi there.
Listen, I had a Mrs. Doubtfire comment. Don't forget the touching performance of the young Doubtfire lad played by the middle of the Lawrence boys.
Okay, all right.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Well, bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Have a great time.
Desperate housewife. Bye. Hello, Doug. Don and Mike show. Doug.
What a duty, lad. Good afternoon, Don and Mike.
Doug. That was Doug, Don.
All right. I got to fly through these last couple of items. I didn't mention this to you this week. Jim Carrey will be on 60 Minutes on Sunday night.
Yes.
Now, they sent over a tape of the show. Rather than play you the tape, because trust me, it's Jim Carrey.
Being serious?
Yeah, and not like Truman Show serious, and not like The Majestic. He's really at that level now where even to play you the tapes of him speaking
right.
that CBS sent would take 5 minutes.
Okay.
So, what I've done is gone through, listen to this, and here's what Jim Carrey said. These are now his quotes. This will be on 60 Minutes Sunday night. He's given up alcohol, drugs, Prozac, and coffee because Jim Carrey, rubber face funny man, has turned to spirituality. He showed 60 Minutes a lean to be built on a hill on his property.
A lean-to
that he wants to be built on his property. You know what a lean-to is,
so just
right?
like a little wooden shack.
Yeah, like a getaway. You know, when I saw this, and you'll see this on 60 Minutes, it looks like the Unabomber's cabin.
Really?
Yeah, it's a weird, shanty little thing. This is lean-to.
This is his spiritual place.
It must be nice to have enough land that you can build a getaway on your property.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you really don't have to get away.
Right. I'm watching this, and here's one quote I wrote down. This is where I hang out with Buddha, Krishna, all those guys. I'm a Buddhist, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Christian. I'm whatever you want me to be. It all comes to the same thing. Why did Jim Carrey stop taking Prozac? Well, it helped me out of a jam a little bit, but you stay on it forever. There are peaks, valleys, and they're all kind of carved and smoothed out. Feels like a low level of despair, and you live, and you're not getting any of your answers, but you're living okay, and you can smile. You know, I just had to get off it because I realized that everything is okay. I'm a good guy.
Yeah, I think everything's okay. How many millions does he have in the bank?
All right, and absolutely. That's why he's squirreling out now.
Enough to build a lean-to.
Please to be checking him out Sunday night on 60 Minutes, right. Because really, if you've ever seen any of these celebrities that are full of themselves, he's got it up to here. Tara Reid's boobs, a plastic surgeon. Oh, I know why I saved this. Plastic surgeon looked at pictures of her that we had a couple of weeks ago.
We've all looked at the picture.
Said that she also had, besides her regular boob job, she had something done called a donut uplift.
That sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, what are we doing? Are we going to play dumb on this, Don, or are we going to tell everybody? We both had them done.
This is done to correct saggy nipples.
It can be used on other parts of the body.
Here's the detailed explanation of this, what they did to her.
Huh.
A ring or donut of loose skin around the nipple is cut out, then the edges of the remaining skin are sewn back together, tightening the nipple and the surrounding area.
Let's see.
And this...
Did you ever suck the jelly out of the jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
A donut lift.
Now, yeah, this donut uplift... It's responsible for the scars that you see.
Oh, is that what it was?
I just wanted to follow up on that because we had looked at the picture, and that's why...
Congratulations on your donut uplift.
In addition to her implant, she had the donut uplift. I guess next week I'll give you the update on the crematorium in Georgia. Uh-huh. Remember that story?
A horrible one with like 700 bodies?
Right, yeah. Well, anyway, there's a follow-up there. I'm going to go right to the feel-good.
Come on.
And it's a feel-good that is dedicated to Sacramento.
Hallelujah!
Oh.
And I want to say I'm sure we have lost a listener.
Okay.
I'm sure this feel-good involves death.
All right.
There is no way that Grant Wilson could not have been a regular listener of our show.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to guess this guy probably listened 4 hours every day.
Very good.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, and he was probably a caller.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's 43. He was 43.
Right.
Lives in Sacramento. Goes outside. It's wet. It's raining. He gets his boots wet. He remembers that his mom told him when he was a kid, when your boots get wet, you stick them in the oven, you toss them in the oven to dry them out.
Mm-hmm.
There was a problem. Grant did not know that you had to take the boots off before you put them in the oven. Now, if you think I'm kidding, go to SacramentoBee.com.
Yep.
That's right. Turned on the oven, turned it up to 475, stuck his legs, his feet, and the boots inside the oven. He's laying on his back on the floor, and he's got his legs inside the oven.
With the boots on.
Yes. Now, at this point, the boots catch on fire.
Sure.
So he starts running through his house.
Mm-hmm.
And what this did was made his clothes catch on fire.
Right. Oh,
then he ran outside. Now, keep in mind, he's already put his legs into the oven, and his boots are on fire. Now his clothes are on fire. He's still alive at this point.
Jesus.
He runs out of his house and tripped and fell into a pile of broken bottles in his yard. He got up.
Jesus.
Had hundreds of pieces of glass sticking in him.
Yeah. Right.
Engulfed in flames.
Man.
Tried to run again.
Wow.
Made it out to his front porch.
Yeah.
And anyway, that's when we lost a listener.
And he expired.
All the father. Yeah, he did. And
well, he will be missed.
We just want to say that's one less listener of the Don and Mike show in Sacramento.
You're absolutely right.
And that's a Friday feel good if I've ever heard one.
You said a listener, Rob said caller. I say also contest player.
Uh-huh. I also think that this will inspire me this weekend to clean up the broken bottle pile out of my yard.
Yeah, you always want to keep that out of harm's way.
Yeah, I always thought putting it in the yard was safe.
Yeah, because you never know when your boots are going to catch on fire.
And then you put your legs. So what the guy did was he laid on his back and had his legs up like he was going to do a sit-up or
right,
something.
Gotcha.
Got his legs and they said, oh my God, legs on fire, must run, must leave house. Then
when your legs catch on fire or when your boots catch on fire, try to get them off instead of running.
Or take time to tune in AM 1140.
I'm thinking maybe the guy maybe nodded off while they were in the oven. You know, just took a little cab.
Gas oven?
Mike, it's Sacramento. It's Sacramento. Just remember that. Don't give this guy any benefit of the doubt.
Okay, I won't.
It's Sacramento. He's a loser of the show.
He bled for 7 hours and then called the hospital.
Three more words real fast before we go to Rich Eisen right now. For the Joe Ardinger story time, for the WWE SmackDown trip for two to Atlanta, if you don't know what we're talking about, well, pound sand because you weren't listening right at the beginning of the show today. Mike, you want to go first?
Top.
Buzz.
Of.
Top of his. Okay? Those are your new three words now to win the trip to Atlanta for the WWE SmackDown. It's a story about Joe. Your new three words are top of his. And we'll be back. Oh, Rich Eisen. Oh, the T.O. thing? Yes, we'll talk to Rich. And also mention how tragically white he is as well.
Good.
Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
The Don and Mike Show. 98% perfect, all of the time. The right. Don and Mike Show.
Right. I love Fridays. I talk to Rich about football. Time for Rich Eisen right now. Rich Eisen is the host of NFL Total Access every night on the NFL Network at 7 and 10. And Rich is brought to us by Tower Records and Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of the music and movies you love than Tower. Here he is now from Los Angeles. Hey, Rich.
How you doing?
Doing very well. Before we start, I must tell you that you are, without a doubt, the whitest man in the world.
Tragically white.
I don't know if anybody watched NFL Total Access yesterday. Here's the thing about that show. It's like SportsCenter. They rerun it like every hour the next day.
Right.
Rich had the guys from New Edition, Johnny Gill, everybody except Bobby Brown, I guess, on the show. And they're doing a thing where they've got Willie McGinnis on the big screen, and they're talking to him from the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very end,
Rich is holding up the CD, and then they say to him, why don't you dance with us? Now,
oh my God.
Now, there's no music.
Danger, Will Robinson.
There's no music. There's no music.
I do have moves, but I just can't sometimes do it on demand.
You brought being uncomfortable to an entire new level. because you know, I don't know if you've seen the tape. They went to weird shots, like a left hand shot, where it's you just kind of looking around. And they were saying to Rich, okay, cross your legs, cross your feet, get into it, move to the left,
right.
Move to the right. Uh-huh. And
my wife gave me grief for not having more fun with it, but... I didn't expect to be asked to be showing off my mad skills on the spot.
Did you pull anything, Rich?
I did mention that I did pull my groin.
You know what? He did say that on the air. Absolutely, he did.
I did say that. You know, now, Don, I'm always thankful that you're an avid viewer of the show and bring that stuff up.
But every day.
I'm. You know, it just hit me now that every time you say these stories about my show, they seem like it's the first time Mike's heard about it. And do you watch the show? I mean,
do I watch the show?
Yeah, be directed at Mike.
No. You know, to be honest with you, Rich, this segment is Don's baby, and really,
I want you to feel like it's part of your.
Let me tell
life
you, Rich.
Too.
If I watched the show, I'd want to talk more, and I would get in the way of a guy who's really infatuated with you. I only look at sitcoms.
But I feel like you're being exclusionary, you don't watch the program.
Well, let me explain this to you. You know, while Don watches the show, he not only watches it, but he sits actually 5 inches from
Rich,
the TV.
Let's be honest.
Wait, hold on. Let me finish here. He presses his face up against the TV.
He does.
I like to think, Rich, that I enjoy you on a whole different level.
Okay.
I enjoy your dry wit. I enjoy, I enjoy occasionally when we talk about other things, and, you know.
You just don't enjoy it enough to watch the man's TV show.
my passion, my life's work. I mean.
Well, you know what? I certainly will look at it this week.
Well, please, you know, do me a favor and give it a whirl. And I don't think you'd be infringing on Don's territory, or you'd be very
surprised.
Or raining on his parade.
He'll hate it if I watch a week of your show and I come in here on Friday.
See, here's the thing.
He'll hate it.
I would not, because I'm possessive about football and stuff. But I wouldn't be, because I know Mike. Mike's a baseball fan first.
Yes.
He's
okay.
A football fan second.
Okay. You know, I have to tell both of you one thing that I don't think I've ever said publicly.
What?
I only get 5 channels.
Well, there's the problem.
And also, Rich, you should know, like, when your channel started, the NFL Network, I came into work, like, before you were even there, I just came in and I said, oh, goddamn, this is an idea that is finally come, and everybody looked at me like I'm nuts.
I also wanted
what,
to say,
Mike? What?
Due to a financial mix-up, my DirecTV service has been interrupted. I'm kidding, of course.
Anyway, I'll get him to watch the show, Rich.
There you go.
I'll get him to watch.
Well, it's fine. It's fine. I mean, you know, I'm not going to, you know...
Well, you should harbor
a grudge. I mean...
You know, be mad at it.
I think I'm going to watch a week of your show and just come in here next Friday and be totally obnoxious.
We have Nancy.
It would be great. Just a whole role reversal would be.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I guarantee you, for next week, I will watch the whole week, and we will talk about it Friday.
Well, here's the thing, we're not on Friday next week.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah, he knew that.
Very good. That's very good. I was going to say, it's a short week. You don't have to watch the entire.
You know, here I was sitting here, and I say to myself, I kind of ramp myself up to be very much, I'm always a little bit more in the background, but on this particular segment, and here I am suddenly with the spotlight on me. I mean, what am I doing here? I'll watch the
show. You don't even watch the goddamn show.
I don't.
It's called the Don and Mike Show.
Yes, it is. It's a weird cocktail that we have going here.
Please, Rich, accept my humblest apologies,
no,
and I will become.
It's okay. It's okay.
I will watch because I do think that you're a talented man, and I enjoy having you on this show.
I'm not searching for praise or anything like that. I just wanted to know if you watched, because it seems that every time Don tells these stories, then it's the first you're hearing of it.
Well, and I guess I tip my hand with the pull thing because I didn't hear you say pull the
grind. I say to Mike, did you watch Rich Eisen? And he said no. But I want to say, Kenny Mayne really killed today on the ESPN.
Oh, absolutely. Let me tell you.
That's deep.
Let me share a lovely Chris Berman anecdote with you. You know, we'll do that. No, I'm fully prepared to change my ways.
No, this is very important how you answer this question, Mike.
All right, okay? I'm ready. Lay it on me.
You don't watch my show, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But do you watch Dream Job?
Dream Job, I do not.
Okay, very, very.
No, I do. I'm telling you the truth here. I'm telling you the truth.
Do you like girls? I know you like girls.
Anything wrong with that?
You know, it's
not that there is really.
We all have our passions, our sports passions, and you know, during the fall, you know, I look at the fall classic, and you get ramped up for football, and I still am a big football fan. I grew up a New York Giants fan, and I follow the game, and I love football, and I'm going to start paying attention. But I do not eat it, breathe it, sleep it like Don. Does.
And that's your prerogative.
That is my prerogative.
And now, meanwhile, the one guy who like lives every week, like I'm going to be talking to Santa Claus, we get to talk about football. Now, not that I'm counting, but it's been Mark seven minutes that you've been on, and all it's been about is Mike. How come you don't watch my show? Mike, how come you don't watch my show? Mike doesn't watch my show.
It was an innocent question. That's all.
Take it away, Don. Take it away. You two boys chat.
Shut up. Shut up, jerk face.
Why? What I do?
You didn't do anything. You just didn't watch the show.
My passion is my figurines.
Your what?
His Hummels.
My Hummels. You know, I'm just constantly collecting. That's what
it's
I do.
Your little menagerie you have at home?
Oh, yeah. And it's great. You know, I actually map out different Broadway plays.
Well done. Well,
thank you so much.
Rich?
Yes.
You know, maybe it's wasted on you, dude, but I do watch the show.
No.
And I'll tell you something.
Oh,
you know,
Don. I don't take you for granted just by asking that question to Mike, okay?
Rich.
I didn't mean to get. I stepped in it here.
Listen, this is what a fan I am of the NFL Network. I even watch it when you're not there.
There you go.
When they got the other guy on, I still watch it.
Right.
That's good.
Even when you're not there.
I know you love it. He loves it, Rich.
And Mike, shut up.
And I'm going to share that love.
Shut up.
All right.
Just shut up.
All right.
Shut up. I'm just over here. I'm doing what I do.
No, I know what you're doing.
Feeling very uncomfortable now.
No, you're feeling uncomfortable. Are you kidding? This is like my segment.
This is your segment.
This is my segment. And look what you've done to it.
This is your segment. I didn't do it.
I get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. And I think about what would I like to ask Rich about, and I think about these topics that
you prepare for no segment on the show more than you do this one.
Yes, and now look at this. Now, hold on. Give me a time mark. 8 minutes and 44 seconds, and it's been all about Mike. As usual, all about Mike.
All right, I'm done. I'm done now. I'm not saying another word.
Get a word in edgewise here.
I'm not saying another word.
For God's sakes.
All right.
Say one more word.
I will buy a porcelain miniature of Rich Eisen with an umbrella.
Outstanding.
Rich?
Yeah.
This is great.
Are you... Are you talked out on TL?
Oh, God.
Mm. Okay, we can move by it. I mean, we've made our position.
Anytime I know that Anderson Cooper's talking sports on CNN, it's a silly story. So
it's amazingly silly, and I just can't believe how the overreaction from everybody.
Well, you know, I mean.
Thanks, Mike.
The one thing
that struck me about it is it was bad. It was a bad skit. It wasn't even funny.
Yeah,
what was the point?
I don't know. Mike,
what was the joke? Was there a joke in there?
Why don't you ask the follow-up question,
I'm
Mike?
Not,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mike, because I know you know so much about the story. Go ahead and jump in. Go ahead and jump in.
Shut up.
No, you shut up.
I'm not doing nothing.
You shut
now,
up.
Now, guys, don't make me pull over now.
All right, Dad, we won't.
He'll turn this thing around.
Okay, then, besides all of that, quarterback changes with the Giants. You know what? Don't look at me in that tone of voice.
I'm not.
Yes, you were.
I'm not.
You're looking at me like...
I'm really ready to move on.
You're looking at me like... Oh, is this your next big prepared question?
I am not.
Yes, you are.
I swear.
Yes, you are.
I'm not. I'm closing my eyes.
Right. You know, I have to be honest right now.
Please, what does suck?
It sounds like Dumb and Dumber.
Well, there you go. you go.
Well, I think someone's captured it.
You should see us.
Just like, you know, the two guys in the big truck.
Yes, right.
The big dog going down the road.
You actually, think Mr. Eisen has captured the essence of us.
Actually, right now, I'm wearing the orange tuxedo.
Yes, and I'm wearing the blue one.
But I say that in only the highest praise because I think that movie is genius.
Rich, you don't know how many years Mike and I, maybe 1 year we will get drunk enough to do it.
Yes.
We always say we're going to go to the Christmas party and get Dumb and Dumber tuxedos.
Yeah, the pastel colors with the top hats and especially the canes and then beat each other with the canes.
We need the sticks. We absolutely do. Absolutely.
And don't forget the Lauren Holly character. Forget that.
Man, we know. Well, her name is Porkchop. that's B.A., a right. Beth-Ann. You know her, Rich.
Yeah, I speak to her all the time, yeah.
Say, Rich.
Yeah.
Just off the cuff here. How about those quarterback changes? with the Giants and with the Redskins.
It's sort of inevitable, I guess.
What, Mike?
I'm sitting here waiting for the answer.
You're sitting there with your arms folded.
No, just trying to, you know, assert myself. But I, you know, Brunel, Ramsey, you know, Eli Manning, Kurt Warner. There you go.
Shut up! God!
I'm sorry. I know it's your segment.
You're an idiot.
All right, I'm pushing the microphone away. Rich, please answer his question.
You freaking idiot!
The question I received an email about from...
Yeah, hours ago. Yes.
Don, you're getting upset.
No, Rich, see...
Are you okay?
That's the magic in me. It's a switch, it's a switch that's never in the off position.
Okay.
You never know. I'm a kidder. I'm a kidder. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Oh, that's right. God.
Oh, because you know, I said that to my kid. My son is 19, Rich. And so he's that smart ass age. Mm. I said to him over the weekend, a couple of weeks ago, I said, "Listen, your dad has got a motor." I'm speaking about myself in third person. I go, "Your dad's got a motor." I will tell you something. I got a switch that's never off. And he looks me right in the face and says, "Dad, you are full of it." Rich, do you have kids?
I do not, no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have a dog.
Do you plan on having a family?
Yes, do.
How long have you been married?
About 13 months.
Oh, you've got time.
So you're still happy?
Yeah.
No, well, that'll wear off. I got 23 years.
Wow.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah.
How's that going for you?
That's going super, Rich.
Sure it is.
Going super. My wife's on the show all the time, too. She's nice.
Your wife, Frida.
Yeah, my wife, Frida.
Right.
Hey, Rich.
Yeah.
How about that Chad Johnson?
You know, the guy's amazing. I mean...
What, Mike?
Nothing.
Mike, I don't know if you heard this story.
No, I didn't. I did not. And now everything's back to normal. All right, good.
The Chad Johnson story?
Yeah, go ahead.
He said that upon hearing that the game against the Steelers was sold out this weekend, he said that was good. And to reward the fans, a special touchdown celebration he's been planning and yet to uncork this year is going to come out this week.
Ooh.
And that the fans should, every fan should bring a dollar to the game to help pay for his fine.
Yeah, now I find that refreshing. Like, I don't dislike T.O. and what he does. And didn't Chad Johnson come out and say that Pepto-Bismol thing was a mistake on his part?
Well, yeah, he had the worst game of his career. But I love Chad Johnson. It's done with a wink and a nod. It's not like, you know, he's pounding his chest when he says it. It's sort of funny when he says it. He's sort of goofy. You know, like a cartoon character in a way when he says it. You know, it just makes Marvin Lewis, you know, roll his eyes because if the guy twitches the wrong way in the end zone, a 15-yard flag is going to come out because he says stuff like that.
What, Mike?
I am not doing anything. I am listening.
No,
I am listening,
not.
And I
mean, you're listening, but you're like looking down.
I want even to have the rest of your favorite segment of the week.
I started something, didn't I?
Yeah,
I
Jackson. Mm-hmm. I want to be starting some.
But I just scratched the surface. It didn't take much to dust this thing up.
I think you're energized at this. I think you've definitely taken a look in the inner cookie, and it's very exciting.
Yeah, or as Jerry Lewis would say, in the inner government.
The inner government.
You know, when Jerry talks about his brain, a lot of times he says, things happen in the inner government.
Yeah, there's two things that I don't like on the show, to be, I don't like the surface to be scratched, and I don't like talking about my personal life. So, you know, that's one of the things. And you're getting right into that inner cookie right
now. I love scratching, and I love talking about my personal life.
That's right.
Right.
And which involves, incidentally, watching Rich Eisen every day, Mike.
Every day, Don.
I watch him every day. Rich, let's just pick the games. let's just pick the games. Because,
let's do it. Because, okay, you ready? Whatever. I got five games here.
Five games. Here we go. And incidentally, if you go to DonandMikeWebsite.com, you'll see our fantasy picks as well. I just hosed you last week.
You did indeed.
5-0 last week.
I was making goofy picks last week, and I'm going to try to be more serious.
Okay, here we go, Rich.
All right, these are the five games picked between Don, friend of the program, and Mike,
soon to be
NFL fan.
Soon to be
fan of the friend of the program.
Right, absolutely.
St. Louis at Buffalo.
Buffalo, tell you why. Games in Buffalo. St. Louis will not throw the ball around. I'm starting Willis McGahee on my fantasy team this week. I'm going to get 10 points from him. I'm going with Buffalo. Rich, are you laughing at me?
No, I'm just saying that you're saying that McGahee's on your fantasy team, and that's why you think Buffalo's going to win.
Well, no, that's not why Buffalo's going.
Hey, listen.
Don't
get upset with me just because you're upset with Mike.
Yeah.
You're so right, Dr. Rich.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I like Buffalo in this game. Mike?
St. Louis. I think St. Louis is the better team.
Okay. Washington and Philadelphia.
I'll take the Eagles. Mike?
You got to go with the Eagles, unfortunately.
Okay. Pittsburgh at Cincinnati.
Ah. Boy, oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy, what a fight that was last week. Spitting, thrown out of the game. I'll take Pittsburgh. Roethlisberger will win his eighth in a row.
I think Rich was the guy that said this guy's for real, and he is. I like Pittsburgh in this game.
Yeah, I did tell you. Didn't I tell you that?
I mean, way back when you told me.
You should get that tape out for next week.
Hey, Rich, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
He's on my fantasy team, too. He is. I'm not kidding.
Excellent.
I know you don't care. Green Bay at Houston. No doubt. Green Bay. Mike.
This is an upset. The Houston Texans will win this game.
Big Sunday night game. And now the Monday night are New England at Kansas City.
New England's, you know, Rich, for one serious football thing, how nuts is it that Troy Brown is getting in on defense and is actually making, he had an interception last week. The Patriots are so depleted in their defensive backfield. They have Troy Brown playing back there, yet he's intercepting passes.
Well, for Drew Bledsoe, too.
Yeah, and Kansas City's got a good offense, but no Priest Holmes, right?
Right.
New England.
Yeah, New England, absolutely.
All right.
There you go.
All right, that's it. Rich, I'll be watching your show.
Good chat with you guys.
Nice talking to you, too. We'll see you next week.
Bye, Rich.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, my friend. No, that was not what I expected.
Oh, I love that.
To be honest with you, that segment for me, I can really sort of sit over here and I got to pay attention.
Mike, that's what made it good.
Yeah, but now I feel a responsibility. Yeah.
Hold on. What did you find the Jerry Lewis tape? Hold on. First, I got to read a slug here. To mention that Rich Eisen is on the NFL Network every night, Mike.
Every night.
NFL Total Access.
Same show repeated, or is it a different show every night?
No, it's the same show they've done for the last year.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So I only need to log on once. And
they keep talking about how great Carolina is this year.
Really?
And I keep saying, they're like 0-7.
Oh, good. Well, maybe I'll just burn it onto a DVD.
Should mention also, Rich Eisen is brought to us by Tower Records and Tower.com. That's your only source for music and movies. Every store is staffed with experts. Help you find your next favorite CD or DVD. New releases from Eminem, Destiny's Child, Shania Twain's Greatest Hits, and more. Relax. Do all your holiday shopping at Tower. Oh, this is Clem's deal.
This is one of our two.
Tower has the stuff everybody wants. If you're not sure, give a Tower gift card. Buy online or find your local store at Tower.com. Tower Records, everything worth giving is here.
Excellent.
I've never had a problem with tears. If they come, they come. And I make a very, very simple deal with everybody. You take me exactly like I am, or you can't have me. I don't need you in my dress room to tell me I was wonderful, because I know it while I'm doing it. I also know from the inner government how bad I did if I did badly. So if you're not going to come to my dress room when I'm hurting, don't come for the victory dinner.
WJ.
Oops, hold on, that's the wrong thing.
Wait, hold on, I told you, put that.
That's what you pointed to.
No, this one.
Oh, that. Okay.
That one goes there. Thank you.
There you go.
I guess the intergovernment didn't let you know about that. My intergovernment didn't let Rob's intergovernment know that that's where the tape should have been.
Question.
Yeah.
Do I really have to watch the show?
No.
Thank you.
No, no. Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Thanks. Let's get three more words. Although it might be a problem at Super Bowl time.
All right, I'll watch it.
But, you know, watch it like once a week.
I will watch it. Well, that's what I do anyway. I swear to God I'll watch it the next week.
Time for three more words.
Damn it.
With the Joe story today for the trip to Atlanta for WWE, and let's go to Buzz for the first word. Buzz.
Hard.
Now that's a good word, Buzz. And I'll go with pimply. Pimply. And Mike?
Injury.
Injury. All right, those are your three new words now. Hard, pimply, injury.
I'm just trying to bring it back into a sentence structure there. That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, this one, I don't really think it matters.
I think it's shot anyway, but it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be a beautiful story that you're going to want to tell your family around the Thanksgiving turkey this year.
Hey, one word, moving.
We will be taking calls now.
Will someone call for a doctor?
Oh, no, shut up. 877-365-3636. That's the phone number for the rotating random phone scan. And we probably will have to add at least one, two, three, at least six more words to the story, right?
So stand by.
Yeah, stand by. Stay listening. And call now for the phone scan. Last phone scan of the week.
Right.
Good-looking Friday.
Always the best one. Yeah.
High pressure.
Uh-huh.
877-365-3636. From America, from Canada, Mexico, 800-636-1067. And DC, 202-432-1067. So call now and we'll take your on-screen calls. We come back from the break.
And next week, or the week after, just to even things out a little bit, you do low-budget Jeopardy. Both voices. Your part and mine, and everything will be even.
See, not
fair. I really feel I've taken that from you this
week.
Not
fair.
It's not
fair. I don't do the voice.
I know.
Do the voice.
I know. I just.
He's mine.
I know.
He's mine, bitch. He's mine.
And all during that whole segment, I was thinking that I probably took it from them.
You do Helen Keller.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Don Geronimo is Helen Keller.
Well, now you're just patronizing. You're just patronizing me.
Oh, no, we actually want to hear it.
No,
please.
Forget it. No, get out. Well, you don't care.
Oh, it's my favorite.
You care.
Kill you.
Okay, thank you.
Perfect.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. What, you think I'm stupid? We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, it's time for another kooky, crazy call.
Another kooky, crazy call is a copyrighted feature.
And this time, we're calling a pet store. And I'm going to disguise my voice and attempt to purchase 10 parakeets. Let's see what happens.
Hello, House of Pets.
Do you sell parakeets there?
Yes, we do.
Uh-huh. Excuse me. How many do you have?
I think we have 7 or 8 at the present time.
Well, I'm going to need 10.
Well, we have another store in the area, and I'm sure we could get 2 more from them.
I see. In other words, you'd have to go to another store then, huh?
Yes, we would.
Okay, well, let me think about it, and I'll get back to you later.
All right. Thank you.
Albert Brooks.
The Don and Mike Show.
I don't reckon it'll happen again for months and months and months.
Right, right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right, right. Ladies and gentlemen, Giant Redbone. You know who called the show today? Oh, phone scans, lying straight ahead.
Yeah. All right.
Who called today, and sadly we didn't have time to talk to him, is the MVP of Super Bowl XX something guy, our good friend Mark Rippon.
Mark Rippon.
Rip, what's he, what, God, what's he doing now?
I don't know. He's out there in Iowa with his Holiday Inn Express or whatever it is he's got. And,
he owns a motel, I believe.
Anyway, we got the number. We'll try to get Rip on the show on Monday.
Very good.
Great guy. And also, just a brief shout-out. We did this earlier in the show to the WJFK John Pop Award winner.
Yes. Yeah, this is the first time that this award has been handed out.
John Pop's a guy that used to work here at the station and produced the G. Gordon Liddy show.
Mm-hmm.
And John was and is the laziest person in the world. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, this is Lazyville.
Right.
The building that we're in is Lazyville.
He was the mayor. Profession that we're in is also Lazyville.
Yeah. And he's not the mayor. He's the president. He's the dictator of Lazyville. John, but because he was so lazy, God rest his soul, what he would do was he wouldn't record a commercial on tape and then transfer it to a cartridge.
Which is what you're supposed to do. Back in the old days, you had to keep kind of a log of all that stuff.
Right. He would just record directly onto the cartridge to save the time. The problem is, if you made a mistake, you were screwed and you had to start all the way from scratch.
So quite often, because you didn't want to start from scratch, the small mistakes might just be allowed to stay in there.
The bar would be lower.
Yeah, the bar would be, because you realize you had to start the whole thing over.
Like you would say, sell our phone.
Mm-hmm. So we don't... Elevator shoes?
Elevator shoes.
So we have a guy now who's the producer for, or some type of producer for Ron and Fez.
The executive producer.
Giant Brian.
Giant Brian.
And we don't have the tape now, but I just am mentioning it because we mentioned it earlier. Oh, shout out to tape. Giant Brian. Now, where's the tape? Do we know?
I gave it back to John and he locked it up because he's out of here for the week.
Okay. Oh, crap. Right. I wish we had it. Anyway, the guy cut a commercial. He went in the studio, cut a commercial, didn't have headphones on. Didn't realize he was speaking into a microphone that wasn't working.
Right.
He had a microphone across the room set up, so his commercial sounded like this.
Yeah. It's an all-new season on the WWE.
The guy, so lazy, not only did he do the commercial without headphones, he did not listen to it.
Right.
He just sent it right along to the production director.
Said, here, put it together. I laid down the voice track for you. It's all yours.
So we just want to say a tip of the dot of my cap. Salute to Giant Brian.
Way to go, Brian.
Who's giving us all something to aspire to be.
Nice guy, and that's a tremendous work ethic.
Sure is. Boy, that's lazy. That's great. That's great and lazy. He'll fit in here.
Just hit the stop button and go back to your coffee.
877-365-3636, 800-636-1067. Phone scan, last phone scan of the week. Oh, and we're not done with the Joe story yet.
That's right.
For the WWE SmackDown trip. Hello, Don and Mike Show phone scan. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, hi, you're on the air.
Mike, if you could watch Rich's show, would you?
Would
you?
I don't believe you.
The answer is a definite maybe.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Thank God.
Stop it. It's the finger guy.
And I request that simply stops now.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Good luck.
Speaking of awards.
Yes.
Mike, this is your lucky day. You will always have the Cecil B. DeMille Award given to Robin Williams at the Golden Globes, January 16th.
Yep. Oh, pound sand. He's making Mrs. Doubtfire, too.
I'll be the first one in line.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon. This is Larry from the block. I was wondering if either of you... Thank you.
Hold on.
I'm Larry of the corner.
Larry of the corner.
The corner.
J-Lo from
the block. That's
what it is.
But that technically qualifies as a nickname.
Did anyone watch Survivor last night?
You see, rules...
Rob,
if they're not enforced...
Rob, I think the guy was trying to get a relatable one.
He was kind of making a Larry joke, is what he was doing. Were you trying to make a Larry joke?
I just wanted to introduce myself as Larry from the corner.
Oh.
I was in South Africa.
Were you doing it as a Larry King joke?
Oh, boy. Of course.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
Boy.
All right. See, all right. I think he's okay, Rob.
All right, but you're going to proceed with this call, and you'll regret it.
No. Rob, give me a chance. Quickly, did anybody in the studio watch Survivor last night?
I watched Survivor, yes.
I did as well.
Okay, great. What did you guys think about the challenge with the girls tied up in mini bikinis? Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I think that was good.
I mean, I agree. I
was aware of the of the rolling buttocks.
So was I.
I mean, it was terrific. And then I was pretty amazed at the end, the immunity challenge, that that Twyla, who is a man anyway, won that challenge. But, you know, I was surprised.
Twyla's
a man,
who,
I thought, you know.
Twyla, who incidentally could have been on CSI last night as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because they had the whole big thing with
transgender
people last night on CSI. Yeah.
I like Twyla's 1920s one-piece bathing suit.
I know, that's what she wears.
And she wears it always. And the one now that I want to see that Amy get kicked out of there. I do not like Amy.
I stand corrected on that call.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Will Frida say three separate prayers for the turducken? And did you keep it in the freezer box?
That's a good point. That's worthy of a chime.
I just got that.
That's worthy of a chime. And yes, and yes, I did keep the turducken in a
freezer box.
In a freezer box.
Freezer box, and even though it's been a year, you stand by the turducken will be juicy.
As a matter of fact, Buzz ordered it for me last year for Christmas.
Right.
I called the number on the place in New Orleans.
Oh, good.
And they said if you kept it in that styrofoam thing, it will be fine.
I don't want to sound like an idiot, but you know, Buzz, I cooked mine last year, and I think I blew it.
Oh, that's really too bad.
When I say I blew it, it kind of like collapsed on me. It just was all over the place, and I don't know whether I overcooked it or undercooked it. I don't know what happened.
Well, part of that, it is going to crumble and fall apart a little bit because it's got jambalaya in between.
Cornbread stuffing.
Yeah. But, you know, it's almost like a science when you get that turducken. Now
you've
we're in
cooked
the wheelhouse.
A bunch of them, right?
Yeah, about five or six of them. All and right. when you get it done exactly right and you slice it, it's all in the slicing that you get all the crap in the middle to just stay there. And the trick is to get the slice on the plate, on the serving plate, so it looks perfect.
Okay.
And by the time it gets on somebody's plate, when it falls apart, they don't realize that it's a turkey that falls apart.
I think that's where I had the problem was with the carving of it, because it just looked like a big mess of mash.
It's almost like serving a steak, isn't it? I mean, it's like one slice. It comes up clean,
no,
sort of?
You know what it's like? It's almost like an ice cream cake. It's like an ice cream cake.
It will fall apart.
That's got like 8,000 different layers of ice cream and cake inside it.
I want one tonight.
Fudgy the duck.
Yeah.
Which would be great, incidentally, to go with a turducken.
Yeah.
A nice big ice cream cake.
This is Infinitin, a nice participating caramel ice cream product.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello.
Donnie G, Mikey Blades, and Denise.
Hi there.
You needed an instant disqualification on Rip Taylor. He refers to November the 1st as November the 1st. Thanks, you guys.
Okay.
You guys. That's
hello
a hit
there.
And run right there.
Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello.
Drive-by.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Yo, what's up, man? Hey. Cut me off, bitch.
We didn't cut him off. We just turned the mics off. He can't hear us. See if he comes back.
He went away.
Cut
discouraged.
Me cut me off, bitch.
A broken man.
Hello there. Stop it! That guy keeps getting through. Don and Mike show.
He makes me laugh. Long-time listener, first-time caller here, and yesterday I had to take an ambulance to the hospital because your guys' show was so funny and warm. That being said, I'll hang up and listen.
He got them all. Got
now, why are you shaking your head?
That's abuse. That's abuse of the rules.
Get out of here, Rob. Get out of here. That guy was good.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys. I was just wondering if Vanilla Ice has any ideas for a title for his next album, you know? You never know.
You never know.
Some hold on. Comedians
hold on. You know what?
Prepared material.
Turn that up again so everybody can hear what the song is.
Okay.
And listen, if you're laughing at that, you should get a gun and shoot yourself tonight. If you're like us, and you remember that song, really, what you should do is first, get yourself a copy of Winchester Cathedral.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. And then follow that up with that one, and then pleased to be killing yourself.
Tie me kangaroo down.
Hello, Don and Mike show, folks.
I can't stand it anymore.
I've got to be honest.
Yeah.
That's on me.
Really?
That's a little payback for your...
For the Rich Eisen segment?
Yeah, because I left him on hold.
So you saw, you heartless monster.
Hello, Don and Mike.
And for that guy, stalk Buzz, please. Sorry,
hello,
Buzz.
Don and Mike. Before. Hello.
He likes you.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, Don, I know you like Christmas music, so I've got a station that's playing Christmas music already for you.
Oh, listen, they're all over the place. There's a station here in D.C. that started today, right? Didn't Wash start today?
Yeah, Wash started today.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was thinking about you, Donnie.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm thinking about you right now. Listen carefully.
Hi.
There you go.
That's what we call you around the station, Father Christmas.
Hello. Donnie, Micah, nobody embodies the good feelings right. that Christmas bring Nobody. More than me.
Absolutely. No.
There he stands, Papa Noel.
Donnie Kringle. hold on, we'll continue with this phone scan.
Very good.
Let's get three more words
right.
for the Joe story. All right, fellas. Now, I'm going to have to take a second for
review. Yeah, we all do.
Got a review.
Yeah, no, no, let's hear it. Okay.
Can I do the next one?
Yeah.
He.
Hold on a second. Let me see. Hey, what's being on top of his hard and believe. Oh, he has Buzz
A.
Now we're getting close to winding this baby up.
Yes.
This best-selling story, which will win someone a WWE trip before the end of today's show.
Very good.
How about that or something?
All right.
And whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, did you notice in the Clinton library thing that with the rain and the wet hair, that Bill Clinton looked exactly like Dick Van Dyke?
You know, I saw that yesterday, and what was funny is I was watching early when the guy, God, I always forget his name from CBS, the weatherman that we've had on the show.
Dave Price.
Dave Price has been on this show, and Dave Price is bragging about the fact that they've taken the canopy down at the Clinton Presidential Library. Yes, there he is. Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
How are you?
How are you?
And they're talking about one of the reports. Is saying, we've taken down the canopy because we've got great news. The weather's going to hold. And Dave Price is like, yeah, well, it's the least I can do. And he's kind of bragging. And then, you know, flash to midday when they're all pouring. And Clinton is speaking without an umbrella over his head. And he looks like a wet dog.
Because he was listening to Dave Price.
Right.
I bet this results in the death of Jimmy Carter somehow. He'll catch pneumonia and he'll pass.
I'm sorry.
Oh, and hey, did you also notice that Gerald Ford wasn't there because he's too... Feebed out.
Yeah, Gerald Ford may not be long for this world.
89.
Too feebed. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. We're doing great, thanks.
Can you tell me whatever happened to Dave the Sucko Clown?
Schreiber.
Dave Schreiber, mm-hmm. our news guy, BB before Buzz.
I heard him.
Yeah, Robbie?
I heard him on ABC Network News.
You saw on ABC Net?
Yeah, right. And but he's got a good gig Sunday mornings.
How about Janet from another planet? Is she still around?
Is she still in the business?
I have no idea.
Regretfully.
Right. You know what? That's one thing that Billy Bush and I discussed. Because, you know, we have Nancy O'Dell on the show from Access Hollywood, and Billy Bush will have him on once in a while, too. Talking with him off the air, because he used to do a radio show here in town with Janet from another planet, and he said, "Boy, are you still mad at her?" And I said, "You bet your ass I'm mad at her." And here's what, now this was a long time ago.
I think I remember what you were mad at her about, and that started kind of a whole... We firmed some things up after that.
Yeah. There was a girl, this woman, Janet from another planet, who was on our show. We've had girls on the show from time to time. She was a regular in the studio. She did traffic, and she was and still is a funny lady. Anyway, one day, she said something about she wants to make a bet with me. I dare you to do this.
Uh-huh.
Something, and for me, it was get my hair frosted.
Yes.
And this was,
get highlights.
Yeah. Uh-huh. When Mike and I did the morning show, I had, you know, I had an awful mullet.
This is also back before... Men getting their hair highlighted and getting highlights, you know, became kind of commonplace.
Right. This is like, God, I don't know, over 15 years ago.
Right.
So the deal was, she said, if you get your hair highlighted and keep it like that for a month,
mm-hmm.
I'll shave my head.
Right.
And I said, now you're serious. You'll shave your head. She said, yes, I'll shave my head.
Wow.
So.
We were excited about the prospect of Janet shaving her head. And, you jumped at the chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll highlight my hair to watch you shave your head.
So the guy comes in. We did it on the air. He highlighted my hair. He said, it's going to be like this. It was like worse than any Ryan Seacrest hair.
Yeah.
I looked like the lady with a coffee cake hair on Who's the Boss.
It was hysterical.
It was the worst. And then it was time for her to get her head shaved.
Right.
She said, I don't want to do it on the air. I'm going to do it. I'm going to come in. You're going to see. I'm going to look fantastic.
And she just cut it.
She came in. It looked like a Peter Pan haircut.
It was a little pixie
and
haircut.
At the time, Mike and I were doing a show, a morning zoo show.
Right.
Hey, everybody. we're like, you seriously couldn't just say, you lying bitch.
Right.
Right. You made a deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if here's the worst. She started crying.
Yeah. Oh.
She starts. We're on the air, and we can't even really tell her what. Me more than Mike.
Right.
I can't tell her how mad I am at her because we're still doing this fake, hey, we're happy to be here in the morning playing these crappy records.
Right. But we were mad, and it forever. Firmed up, if you make a bet on this show,
you pay off the bet.
And we have always paid off our bets. I mean, we paid them off before that.
Right.
I mean, bets were always paid off. But after that, I think anytime we made a bet, I mean, if you said it,
yeah, you had
we agreed on it.
Right.
I mean, you
right.
knew it was going to happen. And that's funny that Billy Bush asked you about that.
No, he did. He said she maintained that she said that she was going to get a short hair. No,
she never did. Really, anybody that was listening back then would know that she said... The whole thing was centered around her shaving her head.
A beautiful girl, and Janet was a good-looking girl,
right.
getting her head shaved.
Uh-huh. Right, exactly.
That was nutty.
Right.
So I did my part first, and then she just got it cut short. And while we're on the air,
mm-hmm.
and I'm saying, come on, Janet, you got to do it. She's like, I don't think I can. We go to the phones, and like the people on the phones are like, oh, Don, you're just a jerk. You should let Janet off the hook. Janet's such a sweet, nice girl.
And then you had the combination of being mad at her for not paying off the bet and being mad at her because she basically derailed us that day.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure it was interesting to listen to, but we were basically trying to patch that up for about 2 hours.
And meanwhile, it's not like you can get that junk out of your hair.
Right.
I had to walk around with that faggot surfer hair for like 2 weeks.
Right.
And every day she's coming in with her Mary Martin Peter Pan haircut. And I went, hi, how are you doing this morning?
That annoying laugh was a little more annoying after that.
It was very Phyllis Diller-y. Hello. Don and Mike show. But I want to tell you something.
What? Yes.
I've let it go.
Good for you, Don.
Of course you have.
Moved on.
I've let it go. I'm a bigger person.
No need to hold a grudge after 15 years.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Hi, I was wondering in the last 8 or 9 years, has anything changed with the fellows of the show there as far as folding or crinkling the toilet paper?
Dude, we don't discuss that type of stuff anymore.
That's against FCC rules?
Well, I think what you're going to have to do is go back to the archives or your own memory and remember what our answers were. I think we can suffice to say our answers have not changed.
No.
Right.
And that's no changes.
According to the FCC, the Fold or Crinkle Commission.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello. Hello.
A speaker to us.
All right, Don and Mike. I'll try this one. Hi, phone scam.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I got a joke for you guys.
Uh-oh.
No, now listen. Please leave the driving to us. If you have a joke, the deal is you have to give your phone number to Beth Ann, and if we laugh at the joke, you'll get a prize. If we don't laugh at the joke, we give out your number on the radio, and people call you all weekend.
You got it.
You're going to give out your phone number?
I'll give it out.
They always do.
Have we ever had a winner on this? I don't think so.
No. Hold on a second. Get the number with Joe and Beth Ann, please. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, phone scan.
Oh, hi. I didn't know it was on yet. No, I just have a phone.
Right. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
How are you anyway?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Love your show, guys. I just wanted to say that I really love that segment that you guys do. How about that and isn't that something?
Isn't that something? Right. Hi, Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello.
Come on, anybody? Now pay attention.
Ferris, anyone? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. What can we do for you?
Well, Don, you and I played a game about 6 on the air.
where you might throw out a number, and the two of us would go back and forth saying football players with that number.
No, I'm sorry.
And when I won the game, Mike had to do his Raymond Burr impression.
The dropping out of the cell phone, and the phone ringing in the background. I'm sorry.
Those were the days, weren't they?
Yeah, that was great.
I love that story.
That was a great story. Hey, Don, do you remember back...
You know, actually, I do remember that game. I did that game.
What was he talking about?
That was the guy, you would give out a number.
Right.
And then that guy and I and other people would battle to see who could come up with athletes who wore that number.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good.
Back then, I guess it was a way to fill, you know, 10 minutes in between records.
Riveting.
And did we not get the number from the guy? I guess the guy in Sacramento bailed on the joke. Hello?
Oh, is that where he was from?
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hello?
Good Friday.
Hey, look who's on the line.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, are you going to have a pre-cookie show on Wednesday or no plans?
Are we going to have a what?
A pre-cookie show.
A pre-turkey show? Oh, thanks. We're just going to have a regular show on Wednesday, Dennis.
Okay, I'll come if you want to as a pilgrim and stand outside.
Well, why don't you do that if you're motivated?
Yeah, we'd like it. If you want to, that'd be great.
Do you want me to go ahead and do that?
Yeah, why don't you get the suit and come on down to the station on Wednesday? We'd love to have you do that.
Hey, can Rob use his person but the NASA costume?
Now,
why don't you handle that, Dennis?
Rob is so good at that.
Yeah.
See, what Dennis...
Rob's real good at that, but why don't you take care of that, Dennis?
What Dennis wants is a free suit.
Right.
He wants the costume, rather. Yeah, so, Dennis,
you called us. You made the suggestion. I think you should get your own pilgrim costume.
But, yeah, we'll see you Wednesday. That's a great idea.
That'll be fantastic.
I'll have my pilgrim costume.
All right. See
you. What, Dennis?
Yeah.
Not a lot of shopping days until Christmas.
Oh, would you stop that, Rob, with that? He has his gifts from 2 years ago.
Yeah. Don't forget the musket.
Mike is going to watch Rich Eisen's show before any of that stuff with Dennis happens. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Yeah, and Mike. Hi.
Buzz, I wanted to tell you about a delicious new beverage that's been released regionally.
Really? What is it?
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Share it with us.
Yes. Diet Cherry Vanilla Dr. Pepper.
Really?
Now, that's awesome, man.
What town are you calling from?
I'm calling from Wichita.
Dan, you know, I wish it was in the D.C. area. I seen an ad for it.
Why do the Midwesterners get the soft drinks first?
But boy, I'd like that.
Yeah, we're closer to Texas.
Boy, is that good.
Low in carbs.
And does it taste good?
Oh, it's awesome. It's better than Cherry Coke or even Lime Diet Cherry Coke.
I thought Dr. Pepper already had cherry in it, that was part of its flavor.
Well, this has more cherry.
Really seen an ad for this?
Yes, I've seen an ad for this.
I've got a new ad campaign.
I've seen an ad for vanilla Dr. Pepper as well.
I believe that.
Which I can't find anywhere.
I believe that, but I'm with Buzz. I don't believe the cherry.
Vanilla Dr. Pepper.
Huh. It says Diet Cherry Vanilla Dr. Pepper. It's delicious.
It's cherrier.
It's cherrier.
My friend, really? You are the last person on the phone scan. And that means you got the WWE SmackDown Tough Enough Challenge Pack. Yeah, that's right. You won the juice box, as Pork Chop would say, Beth Ann McBride, a digital video player. You've also got the DVD collection of The Rise and Fall of ECW and more. Watch WWE's live on pay-per-view presentation of Armageddon, Sunday, December 14th. And thank you for listening. Oh, Wichita, that's KFH.
Yeah.
Bless you and your families, too.
Okay.
Thank you, Tiny Tim.
You know.
That's a strange one there.
Sometimes callers on this show can't win. You're a jerk, I say shut up.
Right.
You're nice, I say shut up.
Right. Well, that's the charm of it, and that's why you're the Christmas guy.
Why I'm Father Christmas. Yeah. Let's get three more words before we go to Buzz.
All right.
Three more words, and I think we should probably end the story here.
All right.
See if we can get a winner.
Oh, okay. Can I go?
Yeah, sure, Mike.
Severe.
Retardation. Now, Buzz, you can wind it up here, can't you?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Problem.
Now, that's a good story.
That's a good ending, Buzz.
Boys, we wrote us a good one.
Yeah.
And Buzz came through.
Yep.
Your final three words are severe... retardation problem.
Right. Bingo.
If you've listened to the whole show today,
God bless you.
And you have this story, call now, you animals. Caller 100 at 877-365-3636. Read us the story exactly as we've written it for the last 3 hours, and you're going on the WWE trip to Atlanta.
Fantastic.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
That's me.
He made it up.
You know, we could put this on DonandMikeWebsite.com as Joe's bio.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's how great it reads.
Consider it done.
Perfect.
Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today, the witch hunt continues. The FCC is set to go after cable
and satellite radio.
Satellite radio?
Yeah.
you can't be serious.
Why, I am.
Okay.
Stay tuned for news and comments
are coming up
on the Don and Mike
Show. Don and Mike Show. And Mike, that was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Didn't we just celebrate the hollow days?
I guess time flies by when you're snuggling by the fireplace, getting loads of presents and stuffing your face with pumpkin pie.
And if you're like me, you're darting all over to stop to shop and spend time with people you love. You know, they should know that I'm not a people person. You shouldn't write this stuff for me.
But Don...
Yeah, Mike.
That's why you should get more OnStar personal calling minutes.
Let me say this. I enjoy people when I press the blue button and can speak to them on my OnStar in my car.
OnStar personal calling is a hands-free phone built into your OnStar-equipped vehicle. It is fabulous quality. That's what I like the best about the phone. I never get disconnected.
Two ways to pay for your service. As always, you can buy prepaid minutes, but now they offer the new America's Choice plan with OnStar. Add your built-in OnStar hands-free phone to your existing Verizon service package. That way, you can use your handheld phone when you're outside the car. Use your OnStar phone when you're inside. I use mine to RSVP and say, I can't make it. OnStar. Yeah.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Okay.
Even tastier than Chef Boyardee. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Right. Sponsorship for Buzz's News. I'm going to guess it's Smoke Break. Is it Smoke Break? Want to stop smoking?
Kick that nasty habit, smokers.
Smoke Break.
Fantastic.
Oh, good. And tablets. And
this is good. Smoke.
We don't have the copy.
Well, it's good stuff, though, that Smoke Break. Yeah. You know,
that's close enough.
I'm going to try it one of these.
Brought
days.
To you by Smoke Break. Buzz is brought to you by Smoke Break.
That's right. That's funny. We sponsor him. Just kidding, Buzz.
But Feist.
Ironic.
Let's see if we can get a winner. Rob, what are you doing?
I'm still looking for it. I'm troubled that it's gone.
Oh, don't be troubled by
I'm
that.
Troubled.
Rob's so funny like that. I'm troubled by this. We have the Joe story.
Yes, we do.
That we've written since 3 o'clock East Coast time today.
I think it's a wonderful story. It's it touched me.
12 noon out west is when we start, and here's a person with a chance to win the WWE trip. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going, Don and Mike?
Going great. What's your name, my friend?
My name's Dave.
Dave, where are you from?
I'm from Annapolis.
All right, and you've been listening to the whole show today?
No, actually I hadn't. I was actually calling you for the other reason. Let the two skeptics know that the whole cherry, vanilla, Diet Dr. Pepper is real.
Oh, okay, thank you, but we're doing a contest now.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, well, you're in the middle of it.
Yeah, well, I apologize for that.
Okay.
I just happened to get lucky at the wrong time.
And what town does your mom live in?
Poorville.
Yeah, thank you.
All right,
very good.
Thank you. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, I've got it.
Yeah, hi. What's your name?
My name is Jason.
Jason, where are you from?
I'm calling from Fredericksburg, Virginia.
All right, Jason. Story starts like this. Joe fell down the stairs and...
dot, dot, dot.
Yes.
Hit his pumpkin.
No.
Size. What?
No.
Nope.
No, you got a word wrong. No, you got
No, you got a word wrong.
No, the H word you got wrong.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yes.
Please turn down your radio. What is your name?
Jason.
Oh, dear. I don't know.
Hello?
Hello?
Wait a minute. What's going on there? There was an adult, now we got a kid.
I'm sorry?
Is this a woman?
Yes, it is.
Are you calling to play the game?
Yes, I am.
That's where the problem started. It's a woman.
It's a woman.
Ma'am?
Yes.
What is that we hear in the background?
Oh, I turned the radio down.
All right. Are all sounds, vacuum cleaners, microwaves, everything turned off now, okay, so you maybe can concentrate on this call?
Here we go.
I still hear the sound of disobedience.
Here we go. The story starts as follows. Joe fell down the stairs and dot, dot, dot.
Hit his pumpkin-sized, pus-filled head.
No, sadly no.
No, I'm sorry. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Should have been in the garage.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, I'm calling to play the game. I'm ready to go. I've listened all 4 hours.
Great. Who is this, please?
This is Roger.
Roger, where are you from, dude?
I'm from Concord, California, my friend.
Yes, my friend. Joe fell down the stairs and dot, dot, dot.
Hi, Don and Mike?
Yes.
I'm ready to play the game.
Roger!
Did you just hear what Don said? He started you.
Oh, shoot. Joe fell down the stairs and hurt his pumpkin.
Slow down!
Okay, hold on. Let me just say, the guy got the word right. It wasn't
one of the words. Take it from the top, Roger. It's Roger,
got
right?
It.
Roger?
Yes,
take it from the top. And with each word that we give you, go methodically and so Roger, Don can hit the bell.
Yeah, Roger, go. Hold on. Listen to me. Go.
Yes.
Listen. Are you listening?
I am, sir.
I'm sorry.
Mike, no, come on. We're going to do this now. Roger?
Aye, aye, Don.
Speak slowly so I can hit the buzzer.
The bell between each word.
You ready?
I promise. Here goes.
Okay. Joe fell down the stairs and...
hurt his pumpkin, spelled D-U-M-K-I-N.
Right.
Flash-sized, pus-spewing...
No.
I just killed myself!
Roger, over and out. Bye-bye.
Oh, now Mike...
So long.
Mike is really happy.
He just wasn't paying attention. Wasn't paying attention during the game and wasn't paying attention during the call.
Buzz, I apologize about the news and comments.
Sorry.
I had no idea it was going to take us 5 minutes to get a winner for this contest. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey, go ahead. Give us the story.
Name is Kirk from Centerville, Virginia, and I got the story.
Don't really care about that at this point. We just want to know if you've got it, lay it on us.
Joe fell down the stairs and...
dot, 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 hurt his pumpkin-sized, swollen, melon-shaped, pus-spewing head on top of his hard, pimply... injury. He has a severe retardation problem.
Bravo!
Winner. That's how you do it.
That's it.
Way to go.
There you go, my friend.
You're the winner.
The story. And
woo!
Now we'll ask.
Excitement!
Yes,
on a Friday.
What's your name, my friend?
My name is Kirk.
All right.
Centerville?
From Centerville. Kirk! From UPN, you've got the WWE SmackDown trip for two to Atlanta to see WWE's live on pay-per-view presentation of Armageddon, Sunday, December 14th, round-trip airfare, hotel, and tickets to the event, and that's courtesy of Channel 20, UPN.
Wow.
Wow.
I can't believe it, Don, Mike. You are a radio god.
Nor can I believe it. Thank you. Hold on.
And I may even try to watch wrestling.
All right, very good.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for the editorial.
Hold on. Hold on, please. And now, here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. With the support of both Republicans and Democrats, the FCC is ready to slap some morality under your cable TV.
Hey, that was a good contest. That was a good contest.
Well, absolutely.
Really good contest.
Thank you, Roger. FCC standing by to slap some morality on cable TV and satellite radio. Since the FCC was able to censor radio and broadcast TV this year without an angry uprising from the public, it sees this as permission to go after other forms of mass communication. That's what they believe at the free-thinking Cato Institute. Howard Stern was in Union...
Is that Cato Kalin?
No, just that's C-A-T-O.
Cato like from
Cato,
the Green Hornet?
Was, Cato? That was K-A-T-O.
Cato!
Howard Stern was in Union Square yesterday saying, quote, down with the FCC, they have ruined commercial broadcasting, end quote. That's why Howard's moving to satellite.
A spokesman for the Cato Institute says the trouble is the FCC has satellite radio in its sights now, too. The spokesman says the FCC will probably fail on legal grounds, but quoting the expert, I'm not 100% certain.
Mm-hmm. Here's something about the FCC that I found interesting. I think I mentioned you guys off the air, maybe. There's a guy, I don't know, who is this guy? Okay, he's a New York representative.
Uh-huh.
His name is Gerald Nadler.
Okay.
Now, I don't know where this guy lines up, Democrat, Republican, whatever. But tell me if he's not making sense here about Michael Powell and the FCC.
All right.
In relation to T.O. and the Desperate Housewives.
Yes.
Thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Remember that Michael Powell said Walt Disney would be spitting in his grave?
Yeah, right? He made a comment about what Walt Disney
would
say.
Oh, here it is. I wonder if Walt Disney would be proud.
Right. That's the quote.
Now, listen to the sense, I hate to say this, but the sense this politician is making.
Okay.
This is no different than a judge announcing before a hearing, we need to examine the facts that will be presented in this case fairly.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask me, this guy is guilty.
Right.
Now let's have the trial.
That's what it was.
This is a lawmaker who should...
Mm-hmm.
Be saluted.
Yeah, because he's absolutely right, because that's exactly what they've done all along.
That's it. If Michael Powell is the head of the FCC, and he's supposed to be the guy that's the arbiter making the decisions,
mm-hmm.
he should be, as Fox says, fair and balanced.
Mm-hmm. And he should be gagged, you know, in the sense of what they do in trials,
mm-hmm.
he should be gagged.
Yes.
He should not be allowed to comment on any of this stuff, especially if there's an action pending.
I think he should be gagged, period.
I agree. Yeah, that's a little kinky. On a much smaller scale, Ian, but part of the same witch hunt, a disc jockey in Aspen, Colorado, has been fired now that the radio station found out he moonlights as a stripper. The station's program director, who calls it a corporate decision, says Farrell K was a good worker and a good DJ.
Well, now listen. I just want to say something.
Right.
So does Ron Bennington.
Yeah.
Right.
And nobody gives Uncle Ron a hard time about it.
No.
And,
well, nobody gives Ron a hard time, especially the ladies that work here at the station when they go down to see him perform. They're all satisfied.
And it's not only guys.
Right.
There's another girl that works here.
Part-time.
And we just recently found out her stripper name.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Is this Pork Chop?
Yes, it is.
Pork Chop moonlights as a stripper.
Okay, bye, B.A.
Bye.
Pork Chop. That's what her daughter calls her.
Fantastic. Now, this disc jockey never talked about his side job on the air, although he bragged to his friends about several ladies he had met. He says he never engaged in prostitution. Seems the bosses at NRC Broadcasting in Denver got a letter from an irate listener who was threatening to file a complaint with the FCC.
Oh,
and
this is Coyote Calhoun. I'm not on the air. I got to tell you guys, you should see the stink I get when I go out to the watering hole on Wednesday night. They are shoving the stuff in my G-string. Oh, my God.
You're firing me?
You can't fire me.
You're firing me?
See if I perform at your wife's bachelorette party.
Meanwhile, back in Washington, a crazed senator from Kansas is leading the charge against porn addiction. Republican Sam Brownback rounded up some professors and researchers to testify on the Hill yesterday that porn is like heroin.
What?
Addictive and dangerous to the public health, dangerous to jobs and families. That's what they heard yesterday at the Senate Commerce Committee Subcommittee on Science. Senator Brownback waxed nostalgic on what porn was like when he was a kid. Now he says some of his
What did they do back then? Draw on the walls? I mean,
yes.
Almost like the Aztec stuff. I mean,
took
figures?
Those little corners of the cards and you flipped them together. You know, so they made
like
a moving.
I don't think it was that advanced. I think it was back like when you go into a cave and you see like the six drawings. Figures drawn on the wall.
What are we arguing about when we got the authority right here? What was it like, Buzz?
well, it was drawings, like, and then later, and Sam Brownback's days, it was finding your dad's Playboys, and that's what he was talking about.
Oh, wonderful.
Now, he says some of his male friends make it a point to stay out of their hotel rooms so they won't order the porn. When they go on trips, they find something else to do. Don't go to the room.
Oh, this guy's...
If I go to the room, Lord help me, I'm going to order the porn.
Oh, this guy's making it up.
Even this week's Monday Night Football game was discussed on Capitol Hill in this hearing yesterday. One of the professors did testify that one reason porn runs rampant is that, quote, we're so afraid to talk about sex in our society.
Oh, my God.
And one of the most prominent groups looking out for your moral well-being.
You know, one more thing I wanted to point out. I was talking to a buddy of mine about this. If you're old enough to remember, this is back in the day, I'm a kid, when the Jets won the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
This has to be, what, 1968, 69?
69.
Joe Namath did a commercial with Farrah Fawcett, I believe.
Take it off, take it all off.
For Noxzema. Now,
What's the difference between Farrah Fawcett putting this stuff on Joe Namath's face and saying, Joe, baby, take it off. Take it all off. This was 1969.
Yeah. Or any of them, yeah.
I'm 11 years old.
Yeah.
What is the difference between that, Nicola Sheridan, dropping a towel, and you don't see anything?
There is no difference.
Or any of the beer commercials or the Viagra commercials or anything else that appeared in the football game.
The Farrah commercial was sexier. Because it was Farrah in her day.
And also, you know, we were both like 10 and 11.
Yeah, I know.
But
I remember that.
You know what? Maybe this says something about me. You know another commercial that really sexually aroused me?
What's that?
And I know we don't do a dirty show anymore.
Right.
But when Joe Namath had his pantyhose on.
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
Me too. Yeah, maybe.
Is that wrong?
Yeah. Fantastic.
The latest target of the witch hunt would be a science toy for children, and I'll tell you about that when we come back.
Okay, thank you, bud.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. No fake breasts, no condoms, all naked sex and entertainment value. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, here once again is Buzz Disco Burbank. Hi.
Hi,
Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
One of the most prominent groups looking out for your moral well-being is the Parents Television Council. Their latest target?
Oh, I hate them.
A toy rated on the box for kids 8 and over. It's the CSI Forensics Lab, which comes with a microscope and a fingerprint kit.
Didn't we goof on this one time?
Yeah, we did.
We actually got a funny thing going about what kids would have in their CSI kits.
Yeah. Well, turns out there's not only the CSI Forensics Lab, there's also the CSI DNA Laboratory and the CSI Forensic Facial, whatever that is.
I think that involves Kobe Bryant.
There's little Johnny with his black light.
You can get him at Target or Toys R Us. Quoting the Parents Television Council, this is a lengthy quote, but it's worth the trip. Quoting them, CSI often displays graphic images, including close-ups of corpses with gunshot wounds and other bloody injuries. Other graphic scenes have depicted cannibalism, a fully nude female corpse, and mutilated victims of a deranged killer. Sexual situations are extremely graphic. In the past, scenes included a brother and sister having sex, men receiving an S&M beating from a dominatrix in a sex
That's
club,
right.
pornographic snuff films, and a woman making a sex video for her 15-year-old stepson. Sounds like they've seen every episode.
I'll drink to that.
We may have gotten to the bottom of the mysterious liver disease that killed Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat.
Okay.
It appears he may have had AIDS, at least according to an Israeli doctor who says he noticed the weight loss. The Israelis have long tried to discredit Arafat in every possible way, but there have, in fact, been rumors about Arafat's sexuality for years. The rumors intensified.
I've never heard those rumors. Have you heard those rumors?
Hey, what an insurgent.
The rumors.
What do I got to do to get underneath that towel on your head?
Super duper.
Rumors intensified last week when French doctors refused to reveal his cause of death other than to say that no poison had crossed his bee-stung lips.
Yasser Arafat.
Only the PLO and Arafat's family have been given the autopsy results.
And Buzz?
Yes?
You said bee-stung lips.
I did.
Super.
A new survey shows the most popular member of the Bush White House has just been squeezed out of his job. Secretary of State Colin Powell, who's leaving because he disagrees with the president's foreign policy, gets a 77% approval rating.
So I'll tell you something, buddy.
Yes?
I'm watching you. You just said the word squeeze and colon in the same sentence.
Bad man. It sounds to me.
Bad man.
That's 20 points higher than the approval rating for his replacement, Condoleezza Rice. Powell's approval rating is 24 points higher than the president's. There's been talk this week Powell may run for the Senate or, in 4 years, the White House. Other approval polls put Vice President Dick Cheney at 50% and Defense Secretary Don Rumsfeld at 46%.
You know, our show is based in Washington, D.C. A lot of people I know, probably Don knows, work in the government in various capacities. I was speaking with a friend of mine that works within the intelligence community, and he informs me that down at CIA, they couldn't be happier.
Over at Langley?
Yeah, sure. They're really thrilled with everything.
They should be.
I think Condoleezza Rice has a Christmas song coming out.
Really?
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
See, that's better than glare jokes.
Yeah.
That is much better than glare
jokes. They don't do tooth jokes on her. She's
right.
Like, she's got like Letterman teeth.
Sure.
You can buy her new CD at the Gap.
Now I'm laughing.
Let me finish with this one. Finally, the Washington Post has dropped the liberal political cartoons of Ted Rall. It's because of his November 4th drawing that showed a drooling, mentally handicapped student taking over a classroom. It was Ted's way of saying that with the majority of Americans backing Bush at the polls, idiots are now running the country. The Washington Post prefers a more subtle approach to liberalism and without the retard jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Ted has apologized for that aspect of the piece.
No, it's not retarded.
Saying that retarded children, quote, don't need or deserve mocking from me. The cartoon could have been better, he says. Some days you could say that about me or the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having made its position clear that it cares about the mentally challenged, the Washington Post has announced a new look that involves more pictures and pie charts and fewer words. Circulation is down at the Post, and the paper is looking to stop the hemorrhaging. Subscriptions are down 10% over the last 2 years.
Head of retards over there is Leonard Shapiro.
Hey!
So the editors have been given more room for graphics and pictures, and reporters have been told to write shorter stories. Now if we can just get them to use smaller words.
Hi, Len.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Oh.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
This is why you're an enigma, Buzz.
Really?
Yeah. Last night, you're like 30 seconds late.
Right.
Today, you're 30 seconds early. You're crazy like that.
Hey, we want to fix the Post. Take that society crap on Monday out of the style section. You know, the faces and places with all the rich people going to the party. That sucks.
Well, Mike, I love that.
We got to go.
Ron and Fez are next on WJFK at Live 105 and also in Tampa Bay on The Buzz. Have a great, safe weekend, everybody. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. We'll be back Monday with a new episode. And good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir. And you.
As long as they don't touch Dr. Gridlock.
We'll see you Monday, everybody.
Eat your beans.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.